All right.
This is Taylor's birthday party.
Yay! 18!
Yeah.
That's going to be loud. Let's move this out of the way real quick.
All right, so we're back again. You can guess what we're doing.
We spent quite a bit of money.
Definitely more than last time.
A lot.
But... Oh, and we have a special guest. What are we doing?
Oh, yeah.
Special
Introducing?
Guest.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Abraham.
This is Abraham.
What up?
Fucking pooping in it.
you?
Yeah, this is Abraham. And he bought a Lego. He bought a Lego. Yay, so he's going to be building with us. We'll say what we bought for when we're actually building it.
Yeah.
But I will say we got a poly bag, Lego Star Wars poly bag of Obi-Wan Kenobi, 20 years of Lego Star Wars. So that's pretty badass.
This is completing our collection.
Yeah. Did we say how much we spent?
No.
Okay, well, do you...
But you get... We can just say you get... We'll get there when we get there.
We'll get there.
You get Obi-Wan for spending over 40. Yeah. At the Lego store. The Lego store.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. This is pretty exclusive.
Yeah.
So. I've got my combat knife here to help us open our boxes. So Abraham did not get a poly bag, unfortunately.
And we were out for about 4 or 5 hours.
4 or 5 hours.
Yeah. We actually,
this is going to be a very long podcast.
Very long.
There, we have a set here that has quite a few pieces.
Quite a few pieces.
We also went to Sam's house to pick up Abraham's keys, which he left there like in November.
Yeah. A long time ago.
Yeah, we didn't actually do a podcast that day, but...
No.
Sadly.
All right. We're going to be watching the prequels as well.
Again.
We should probably put that just a little bit lower this time.
Yeah.
Because I remember last time all we could hear was the fucking...
But once it gets to episode 2, we are going to get a little distracted.
Yeah. A
couple scenes.
That's another thing. We're probably going to stop talking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When we start building this other set, we're going to stop talking, probably. Me and Sam, like, fully concentrated when we started building.
Yeah, like, just stop talking for, like, a solid 10 minutes. But... We're going to go and start with our poly bag first.
Yeah. I'm going to start the movie as well. All
right.
This is the worst of the prequels.
Definitely.
But I can say that the original, or the prequel, can I talk?
No, I don't think
The
you can.
Prequel trilogy is better than the sequel trilogy.
Yeah, by far.
Oh, what's this?
It's how to build it.
I don't know how to build a minifigure. So we're currently building Old Ben.
Old Ben from 1999.
He comes with a lightsaber. Two lightsaber hilts.
That's pretty good value. We can review this after building it.
It's 12 pieces.
It's 12 pieces. I know how to build this, Dan. You think I'm fucking brilliant? Hey, I'm going to be honest. Oh, actually, we almost got into a fight.
Oh, we should talk about that before we get into our next set. We should talk about that.
We got into a fight. Okay, so this is actually what happened. So we went to the Lego store first. We bought what we bought. And then we went looking for a new Lego. New Legos. And we found pretty much shit all.
Yeah. I still need the Mustafar set.
Yeah. Yeah. We found Abraham's set. He bought that. And then we went back to the Lego store. And on our way over there, I was driving. If you guys know how the Ontario Mills is set up. You guys know there's like a ring around it to where you drive. So I was driving around like a ring of roads. That's what I meant. So you drive around and then you go, you know, and park. So I was letting this pedestrian walk by because I'm a nice guy. And then this car next to me didn't see them or chose not to see them or whatever and sped up. And it looked like he was about to hit him. It looked like he was about to hit these people, but thankfully the people did see him as well. So I honked to let the guy know that he was about to hit people, and then he got really upset. He got super bitter about it, and so he rolled down his window, I rolled down my window, I was like, what the fuck are you gonna do? And we kept driving. We didn't really let him talk, because we didn't hear at all what he said. He did follow us for a little bit until we parked, and then we decided to move because... We didn't want him to key my car.
Yeah, we were kind of nervous. Yeah. And we did think that he parked right across.
Yeah, and we did.
We were ready to fight, though.
Yeah, we were about to fight.
We were ready.
So, yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah, but we were all like, I got pretty hot. But
yeah, we got heated, especially after we came out of the Lego store for the second time.
Yeah, for the second time.
Because we went there earlier in the day. We went to how many stores? About six?
Six, almost seven.
Well, we went to Barnes & Noble's.
We're going to go to Barnes & Noble's
twice. Target. We went to Barnes & Noble's again. Target, Best Buy.
The Lego store twice.
Lego store, so six stores.
And we still wanted to keep going as well.
Oh, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, we were going to keep going, but, you know.
Yeah, we found Abraham a set because we were deciding whether or not what set Abraham to get.
Yeah.
But so he decided to get the Tatooine set. By the way,
little bit of backstory to Abraham. He's probably he's our second longest known friend. Like we've known him out of everybody the longest time.
Yeah,
like a really
ever
long
since
time.
5 years old probably.
Yeah.
I think I was 5 when I met you.
Yeah.
So. And that's pretty rare to have a friend over there. What is it, 7 years? It's like
it's about as rare as freaking Cloud City.
Cloud City and a freaking whatever.
But yeah, this is going to be a really long podcast.
The last one was about 3 hours.
Yeah, just below 3 hours. Just below. This one's probably going to be close to 5.
Oh, yeah, for our special.
Let me turn down the
little one, you know? Yeah, a little special one we got today for you.
Yeah.
We are going to be doing a second part, too, so... Because of
we'll be doing something else tonight. I think it'd be kind of fun once we finish this next set. We should review it. We should all review the set.
Yeah, for sure.
That's understandable.
Abraham bought a set that I wanted, and Sam wants too. And it's gonna make me really mad when he's building it.
They ran out of money, so I was just like,
Abraham came in clutch.
He came in clutch. He spot us. We need a.
We got. We also got the VIP card for the Lego store. It didn't work. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, Sam, right after we left getting the last set, Sam got the email for the extra $5.
I don't know if that still works, but or if that's what that meant. It just said something about setting it up, so it might be different.
Then you might get it like tomorrow or something, maybe?
Yeah, probably tomorrow. The lady who helped us was really chill though. She's cool.
Dude, that first guy, he sale pitched you guys really
good.
Dude,
yeah.
I mean, I was pretty set on buying it.
Oh, yeah. When we saw it, like, guys actually saw it,
it was just like...
we'll talk about it when we get there. We'll talk about it.
We're not even at that set yet. Yeah. This set is a behemoth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fucking huge. Sure.
And it is the biggest set I've ever bought.
So let's... You want to start? Or...
You guys can start off with your... We can start the little ones off,
You want to...
We can start the little ones off.
You want to start now, or did you want to talk about something else?
What else could we talk about? What else happened today?
You want to talk about how we met Abraham, since he's here?
Be the perfect time to.
Yeah.
A little backstory.
Because once we start building, like we said, we're going to be concentrated.
I guess we could do a little bit of backstory about Abraham.
I
don't remember meeting you, but I remember the second time we met. I was in preschool, and we shared cars. We were at church, and we were sharing toy cars, and... And Abraham was like, "Yo, this guy's sick." And I was like, "Yo, this guy's sick." And then after that, we met again at the homeschool group, and you said, "Oh, you remember me?" And I said, "No." And then,
I remembered you.
No. You remember me. I was the one that didn't remember you.
Oh, it was okay. Yeah. Okay.
And so I was like, "No, I don't remember you." And then we hung out after that. And then after that, we. Just became really good friends, and then we were like just super.
Yeah.
We were like.
It's hard to like fully like remember.
So long ago.
Yeah, it was so long ago.
It was hard to remember like detailed by it.
Yeah.
But it was. Yeah.
It was some sort of homeschool meeting.
For sure. Friday school, preschool.
And then
something to do with the church.
Yeah, we had met. Mm-hmm. And another funny story. Abraham actually introduced me into Taylor. Introduced Taylor to me. Which is how I met, and actually how I got into Legos for the first time, and fucking, what is that, like 12, 13 years later,
we're buying Legos
we're back at it. I rekindled Taylor's love for Legos, and he rekindled my love for Star Wars.
Yeah.
For sure. But.
Oh, I love Star Wars. We're watching Star Wars right now. This is a tradition. Screw watching Rogue One, New Hope, when we build Legos. Yeah. We're watching the prequels every time.
Yeah, every time.
Oh, yeah.
But Taylor, I've known the longest. I've been friends with Abraham the longest, though, I think.
Yeah.
I would say.
Probably.
Yeah, I would say that.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyways, go ahead, Taylor. When did you meet Abraham?
Anyhow. I don't know.
I feel special.
I thought it was at a park. Because I remember asking my mom, I think she said we met your family at a park.
Oh, yeah. It was like that homeschool. Like,
was that when
day?
We all met then?
I feel like that's when we all met.
Was that when
we must have just connected, dude.
Honestly.
We really meshed. I didn't know too much of you. I was like, this nigga is really quiet. This guy is super quiet. And then he had Legos, and I was like, oh, that's sick. What is that? And you're like, and then you showed me again.
Just pointed, just like,
yeah, and I go, what's that? And I think you might have said it was Legos, or you said it was Legos. I don't know, but I somehow figured out it was Legos. I don't remember how. And that night, mm-hmm. my dad brought me back a little Lego City Police motorcycle.
That started it.
And I built that, and I was like, this is sick.
So that was your first Lego set?
That was my first Lego set. I still have it, I think. It's not built.
Do you remember your first Lego set?
Yeah. It was the little, like, $6 or $16, like, clone trooper, like, little battleship. It was pretty sick.
Oh,
wait.
It was, like, the clone trooper where, like, they have, like, they had two sets that were, like, go together. One was the droids.
Oh, the battle packs. Yeah, oh, my God, it was the set that we wanted. That battle pack. Is it the episode 3?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That was your first set.
That one was sick.
Fun fact about that set. I bought it in 2010. Mm-hmm. I bought it from Amazon, and there was a, for like $20, mm-hmm. which is basically how much it was. Yeah. I think it was maybe 10. Mm-hmm. And there was a snowstorm. I think it was in like Illinois. Mm-hmm. The truck refunded, and I guess I was so stupid I never bought it again.
Wow.
I spent my money on something, and that was a set I always wanted.
Yeah,
it was
it's $50 right now on eBay.
Why is the Chicken Walker more expensive? More,
I think it's because that was like the newer. No, I don't think so. I think it was just newer.
Maybe better clones.
I think because it was the Clone Wars is such a popular thing at that time.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially the Clone Wars now, is huge. Clones.
And the Clone Wars from clones
is ridiculous.
The clone, yeah. But like even the Clone Wars right now are clones. Lego Star Wars clones are not very popular right now. Honestly,
mm-hmm. They're coming back though. The new Clone Wars.
Yeah, right now I think February. Once that comes out. But right now the new stuff is just the new Star Wars that just came out, mm-hmm. and
that's terrible.
And I think prequels and stuff like that. But they're just going to constantly remake sets. That's just how that's going to be forever. Which is good because you know
keeps things.
They have a lot of stuff to redo. Like Jango Fett. I want a Jango Fett Slave 1.
They haven't had one in...
They need to remake that. I want even a newer Cloud City that might be a little bit cheaper.
I'd like just to have the newer one that came out 3 years ago.
Yeah, that's true.
But it was 300.
They need to do the Death Star again. I think they could remodel it.
They already did. The new Death Star. It's basically the same set, but it's
isn't it from the Rogue?
They changed it, dude. The Death Star that we wanted to get, it's not from 2008. That one went to 2015, and then they changed it.
Oh, wow.
Same pieces, same amount of pieces, but the set looks different. You can tell that it looks different.
Okay.
And all the minifigures look different, too. They're not the original.
Okay.
Yeah, because part of this one right here, I got the one that was...
No freaking way you got that set.
Similar to that. Yeah.
You didn't have that droid.
That one?
That one?
Or the little speeders.
You mean the speeders?
The set that came with the speeders with the one that keep the droids latched.
Okay, I had that one too. Okay. I had that one too. That one was sick. Came with like 30.
I did not have that.
That was sick. The new one sucks. M&R said it's terrible.
It's terrible.
It's terrible. But the old one came with like... Okay, we should probably explain what set we're talking about.
Yeah, explain to
them what it is. What is it called? Like the droid carrier? But like the big one.
It's the big droid carrier from episode 1.
Yeah. And I think the original came out probably in 2000, 1999 when Lego Star Wars came out. But the new one... Because the original came out with, what, 30 characters?
Yes.
30 droids?
They came out with a lot, and they redid it, worse. Same with the Sandcrawler. Yeah,
they took away all the droids, and they added just a couple.
That thing. You had that one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I had those, too. I had one or two.
I had two that came with the little, like, you know, the clear plastic little sticks that you're supposed to have it, like, hovering.
Okay.
That was pretty sick.
Those were cool. Oh, I didn't say my first Lego. Did I already say it on another podcast? My first Lego I got probably when I was 5. First Lego that I can remember getting was a Lego castle set.
Mm-hmm.
It had a skeleton horse with a skeleton on it, two knights, and like a little cannon.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And it was, I think it was like literally $5.
Yeah.
$6.
Yeah, I want to say...
I think I came. It was so good.
I know I already said my first one. I know it's Lego City's police motorcycle, and it might have been the Lego Indiana Jones motorcycle set.
Well, when did you get your first Lego? When you were 5?
Mm.
Was Indiana Jones out yet?
Pretty sure.
2007?
Smallsy?
Yeah, it was out. It was out in 2007.
Smallsy?
The little...
You mean Short Round?
Short Round.
No. It was a motorcycle set.
Oh, the dual motorcycle.
Yeah, the one with the like sidecar and it came with...
Oh, they came with that old man with the clean set.
That was clean. That was a clean set. I still have the old man. I still have him. He's complete.
Really?
Yeah.
Came with the map,
my sister has him, actually, I think. But I gave it to her.
Speaking about that, dude. My sister got it was the Lego Miner set. Remember those with the little rock monsters? Yeah,
oh, cool. Dude, Lego
Power Miners.
And my sister, she happened to buy one of the older little sets that came with the little, like, the miner guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I traded it because we used to trade Legos.
We did.
You, I believe, Taylor. And when I did, she came home asking, "Oh, where did the little minifig go?"
Wasn't it the old silver guy?
Yeah, the old silver guy. I was like, "Oh shoot, damn!" And I just played off. I was like, "You left it in some box, maybe." And she never found it. She never found it. Bro. I was like, "Hey, I'm good. I'm good. I don't have to worry about it."
And then she never found it.
Is that? No, they're going into it. Never mind.
There
was a set. The Gungan ship.
That was a set? Oh, the Gungan ship. Yeah. Yeah, the Gungan ship.
What? I always wanted it, dude. Yeah.
Dude.
Not this. When they get into their ship.
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh.
The original honestly looks like dog, but
I just wanted it.
Definitely when the nostalgia factor plays a big part. The sets could be just absolute dog crap, but...
Oh, yeah. But yeah. When I get a job, I'm going to start buying some old sets that I want back. Did we talk about trading at all?
We touched on it, but because we talked about it in the car that one time, we talked about everything that we already, you know. It was just like a lot of stuff that kind of we regret. Trading,
trading came was very complicated because at the time, and color
customization.
Do I remember the very first time I did it with the solid white clone trooper and I cut the wing off from his helmet?
Would you sand it or whatever?
Put like a black little like strips on his sleeves and stuff with Sharpie. And at the time, I was like, this thing is sick, one of my favorite. The scouts, the orange scouts. You know how...
Bomb squad?
The bomb squad.
Oh, the bomb troopers?
I had the Remember bomb those, troopers.
The orange ones?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
I have one or two of them.
Those are my favorite OG ones. And I modified them ridiculously.
What were we thinking?
I was so angry.
It's like, I don't understand. Like, going back, if I were to, you know, meet myself, and I would grab myself by my long hair... And I would shove my head into the wall as deep as I could. Just boom, boom, boom. Just like right in there, dude.
Yeah, we were not very smart when we were... And another thing that's literally the dumbest thing we did was literally break every single Lego I ever owned. I think all I have left is the Batmobile.
Honestly, barely. I don't know what ever happened to mine. I think they just broke every time I would try to put them back into like this little case carrier I had. If it was a little one or a big one, a little box full of shapes, you have to fit the star with the star and the square with the square.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was probably awful at that as a kid because I try to fit.
Get in there, dude.
Like, for like an example, which I didn't have, but I would try to fit, like, I'm showing you an example, but like I would fit a Death Star into like a little box, bro.
Yeah.
As a little kid, I would be like, I'm trying to fit this whole Death Star. Let me just...
Break it in half, bro. Boom, 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 boom!
Yeah, mine stemmed from trying to be creative and see what
build
else I
something else.
See what I can, what else I can build. Or I would see pieces that I would need. Yeah, or see pieces.
Use your imagination.
Fuck.
Use your imagination.
You know, like... Or I would use, see, like, a piece that would be on a Lego set and be like, I need that, and I would take it off and I would, you know, use it on something else. And then I'm like, I need that, and then it would just be gone, you know?
Yeah.
So... I saw you grab that because I'm kind of ready too.
Dude, I'm excited. There was another thing. Because I thought it would have been cool right now if we would have went to go see Rise of Skywalker.
Yep.
Which is what we were going to do, but then we're like, we can buy more Legos.
It's dog shit.
We don't. But did we ever review, because now that Abraham's here, there's three of us. Did we ever review The Mandalorian or did we get caught up?
We never reviewed it.
Mandalorian?
We could talk about it.
Okay.
Because
we totally could.
I didn't know you had Disney. Oh, you pirated it. Oh, I probably shouldn't say that on podcast.
There's
a set. That's the set I'm talking about. The Gungan underwater ship. Yeah. Whatever.
We could totally review it.
We could review The Mandalorian if you want.
Likes
or give our thoughts. Give our thoughts on it.
Mm. Honestly, a lot of people think that it's overhyped. And
I don't know.
I don't think it's overhyped.
I don't think so. No, I really like it.
I don't. I like it.
But here's the thing. If you don't know what Star Wars is and you're going into it like... blind, and I guess you would say you probably won't like it as much as somebody who loves Star Wars like us. Like
you won't get the feels as much. Like if we were like 7 or 8, going to be like, oh, I'm gonna watch a Star Wars movie on Disney Plus because my dad just got me Disney Plus. And I'm gonna watch The Mandalorian.
Yeah,
they wouldn't.
It wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the same because it's like we have the background of being like, I want a Mandalorian show. I want I want the Slave One ship, dude. Like,
because of Boba Fett, his death being so quote unquote death being so lackluster. It's kind of like you wanted to see more, and even though he wasn't a Mandalorian, it's still kind of has like that Boba Fett
and Jango.
Yeah, exactly. They're just missing Mandalorian and those kind of bounty hunter style. It's just a cool style. Cool.
But there are a lot of things that you just wouldn't feel as much, you know? Because Star Wars isn't just a movie. For me, it's like a way of life, basically. Yeah. Star Wars is like ascended over all other movies that I like.
Yeah, honestly.
But if I had one major gripe with The Mandalorian and one major con, the episodes were too short.
Yeah,
And that's me being a fanboy, half being a fanboy, and being like, I want to see more Mandalorian.
Yeah.
But also, I think some of the episodes needed to be longer.
They tried to stick so much into one episode, or they tried to do something, and then it just would like be it would happen so fast. You're like, wait, what just happened?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, and it was
still amazing.
Like, it was still really good.
Of course, spoilers ahead, but like when they went to the prison ship.
That was the worst episode.
Everything happened really quick.
That was just the worst episode.
The Twi'leks were the worst.
They walked the girl, in, they found the guy, they
betrayed him.
They betrayed him, and next you know what, the Mandalorian was already out, and they killed him all, or quote-unquote killed him all at that time.
Yeah,
I kind of wish he did kill him.
Yeah, me too.
Because like, that would have been good. Yeah. But I guess it's for like so that purposes, you know?
I'm happy Bill Burr's going to come back at one point.
Yeah.
Because I love Bill Burr's character.
Bill Burr was great. He was the best part of that episode, and that was about it.
Hands down.
Oh,
and the X-Wings at the end with Dave Filoni flying in on the X-Wings. That was so cool.
That saved the episode.
That was sick. Because
I was going to say, those guys died, or those guys...
The Twi'lek brother died, and the old guy on the ship.
It
was a filler episode.
It was.
What I'm hoping they're not going to do is they're going to make it kiddie. They're kind of gonna kind of bring it down to like PG because I mean it's right PG right?
It's PG-13. That first episode though, he sliced that guy in half with the door. Do you remember that?
That's right. Yeah.
So
that's right.
I think it's PG-14, TV-14, something like that.
I want to keep it.
Just shouldn't turn into Rebels.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I want it to be like that. Oh, that's another. Oh wait, okay, we'll go one second.
That's a different story. Rebels is a different.
Yeah, Rebels is a little... It's pretty different.
Hey. Is that Keira Knightley or is that...
Hey, pedophile.
Oh, that's right. Abraham, you're the only one I can talk.
Yeah, okay, anyways.
She was like 14 here.
Okay.
No, she was... Okay, whatever, doesn't matter.
Another big gripe, I think for me, why the crap didn't, is your mom?
I don't know, I hope not.
Why did... What's his name? Gustavo Fring. I'm just gonna say that because I don't know his actual name.
It was Moff Gideon.
Moff Gideon. I forgot his name. There you go. Moff Gideon. Why didn't he take any damage from?
Yeah. Why did he not
TIE fighter crash? Why did he not die?
How do you survive?
Yeah. That? Like miss an arm, a messed up face, just something.
He walked out just more sweaty and greasy.
We don't know. I guess.
Yeah. Don't. Huh?
Something we don't know. I guess. Maybe he's.
You put a force shield.
How did you guys feel about the lightsaber that he had?
I love it.
Quote unquote lightsaber.
It's such a fanboy moment, dude.
No. I liked it.
It makes perfect sense because the Darksaber's from the Mandalorians a thousand years ago.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense. Now, I don't know if I want Moff Gideon to have it, but it makes sense that the Mandalorian.
So, you think this is a theory that I literally just thought of? Do you think that he's going to kill Moff Gideon and get that?
I hope he kills him next season because I don't want Moff Gideon to be the villain for 4 seasons.
Not at all.
No,
I want him to die in the first or in the second or third, maybe. But he should not be the series villain.
Mm. No, I do not. I do not want to.
I feel like
villain.
He doesn't hold too much potential of being like, oh, I'm a mass villain. Like I'm gonna like,
and he's gonna be the villain of the entire TV show.
I don't like that.
Which maybe if they do it well, I could get behind.
If they evolve
I'll never get behind that.
A lot, then maybe.
I can never get behind that. I hate that. I hate when shows do series villains. I mean, sometimes it works. I'm trying to think if Breaking Bad did that, but...
Breaking Bad, it didn't really have, like...
A main villain.
I mean, Gus was the villain for maybe 2 seasons.
Yeah, that's
true. He was bad.
But of course, he was a good guy, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was only two seasons.
Yeah. If he's the villain for the whole show, I'm going to be mad. Yeah. But I'm completely okay if he does some crazy stuff in season two, ruins the Mandalorian's life, and then in the third season they kill him off.
If he kills Baby Yoda, I'm just going to stop watching
They can't do that.
Yeah.
They literally can't do that. Nobody would watch it.
Yeah.
They can't.
And what the Mandalorian's the most streamed TV show of all time.
They can kill Kara.
Stranger Things.
Yeah. They could kill Kara. They could kill Creed.
I don't want them to kill Kara.
Yeah, I don't want that either. But if they wanted to ruin the Mandalorian's life, they'd probably have to kill somebody.
Or they could introduce somebody in the second season and kill them off.
What's his name? Little man?
Baby Yoda?
No.
Oh, Quill. Yeah, Quill.
I almost cried, dude. That was all like, no.
Yeah.
I was like, no, dude.
Didn't really care too much, but I was...
I felt sad. I don't know if I ever...
I have spoken.
I don't know if I ever felt like crying.
IG. The IG when...
Oh, the IG unit?
When he died. I got the chills. I got the chills. That was dope.
I'm like, if only Anakin knew this, dude. Could have survived lava.
All right.
Oh, I... God, stop. It's the first movie.
Dude. She's so good, dude.
That's Keira Knightley.
Is this the...
Let's do like a final verdict. This is what Angry Joe does. He goes around and gives a final verdict. Sorry, you, Sam. I'll go last. Final verdict of the entire
Mandalorian
show.
I love it. I honestly, it's not one of my most favorite, or even one of the most like the best put together shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely worth the watch.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. I think they have a lot of potential to get even better. When he got his jetpack, I nearly shot myself.
Oh my gosh.
It was so good. It was really good. Moff Gideon should have died or gotten at least damaged.
I guess there's something we don't know. But how do you survive that TIE fighter fall?
But I think they did everything pretty well. I think they did everything pretty good. I would like maybe episodes to be a little bit longer.
I feel like a little bit more complete.
That would be a lot better.
That one episode, it felt literally like a video game with this set. The ATST, him and the woman, like that loves whatever. Terrible. The pacing was all off.
Yeah.
For that episode.
Yeah, because it was like...
I got you.
Remember that episode?
It was like in a five minute span, he has already fallen in love with this chick and hit by...
They skipped 3 weeks or whatever.
Her to him. It just didn't make any sense. That could have been way longer and explained way better. I did not like that at all, actually.
Filler. It was a filler episode.
So I would like to see fillers go away. Maybe some fillers I don't really mind.
Some fillers are okay.
But maybe longer episodes. That's about it. I really don't have too many gripes about it. I think
0 to 10.
Zero out of 10.
What would you give the entire show as a whole?
As of right now, and I'm trying not to be super biased, but I think it's kind of hard not to be because it's Star Wars. I'd probably give it an 8.5 or an 8. Okay. I think that's
It's not
fair.
A perfect TV show.
I think that's fair.
And I do have to say, any person who loves Star Wars should watch it. Anybody who loves Star Wars, and if you haven't seen Star Wars, then you need to watch. Star Wars right now.
And if you don't like it, then you should just leave.
Shouldn't even be on the podcast. We are literally the biggest Star Wars nerds ever. I literally said it's a way of life.
Yeah.
Quite
literally the biggest Star Wars.
All right, 8.5 to 8. Sure. Well, what would you give the show? Any thoughts on it?
For sure, there's a lot of potential behind it. So, for sure, there is a lot of growth that is needed, of course.
Season 2
is definitely going to show a lot of growth. And if it progresses and growing and doesn't become like a flat show... Then it would definitely.
I'm sorry to interrupt. It will be flat if Moff Gideon is the villain for the whole series. That's what I don't want it to be. So, anyways, go ahead and continue.
I would probably give it probably the same thing as you, probably an 8.5 around there. Yeah, because there's still a little bit of a fluctuation for it to grow.
Mm-hmm.
For sure,
absolutely.
What about you?
I do have to say this. I do still think that the best Star Wars TV show ever is The Clone Wars.
I haven't seen it.
The first two seasons is like mainly for children.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
still good. And then
when
3, 4, and 5,
it gets dark.
Sweet. And it's really good. And it's Dave Filoni who's writing for The Mandalorian.
There's a time skip, though, that makes you kind of confused.
Yeah, there's a watching order for The Clone Wars.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's like you got to go season 3, then you got to go back to season 1. And then once you get to 4, you just go all the way through.
Send me that, and then I'll watch it. Because I really want to watch it.
And it makes Anakin's fall make a lot more sense.
It does,
and it gives a lot more depth to why he fell.
It does.
And season 7's coming out. In February, oh my gosh, Darth Maul!
Is one of my favorite Lego Star Wars characters.
Oh my god, dude! There was a little micro fighter with Darth Maul for $10.
And
I should have bought it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me give the final words. I do have to say that Dave Filoni is a better writer than he is director. Mm-hmm. Because the episode with, do you remember the bounty hunter Han Solo looking guy?
Yes.
That then betrayed the Mandalorian. Yeah. Oh, Dave Filoni directed that episode and it wasn't the best.
Creed? You mean Paul Creed? Black guy.
The guy that, no. The white guy that was like Han Solo. He was a new bounty hunter.
Yeah. And the guy that killed
the girl had the high ground. Yeah. Dave Filoni directed that episode.
That was okay.
He should stay with writing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That did throw me for a loop though.
It did.
And it was a good loop. But I think Jon Favreau should stick with directing and with TD. Whatever his name is. Ooh, Natalie Portman.
For sure.
I would say, I'm going to be a fanboy here. I would give the show a 9. Mm-hmm. Because I'm such a big Star Wars nerd. Literally any song you play from Star Wars, I will cry.
If you weren't a fanboy, though.
I'd probably give it an 8.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to give an extra point because I love The Mandalorian. Oh, we didn't talk about the face reveal.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about the face reveal?
I think that was good.
I think it was...
I don't see the problem with it. Because then you can't... It's almost like they wanted to get... It brings you closer to him. Because then you get to... You put a face to him. You know? Yeah. And then you feel closer. And then you get to like... So, swear to God, if they kill him. Which I know they won't because...
Din Djarin.
Yeah, but... But I think that's why it kind of brings you a little bit more closer, or a little bit closer to him, and kind of
gives him more character, more depth.
Yeah, exactly.
More character development.
We did wait so long just for this, and I knew they were going to do something and throw a face.
I didn't know that they were going to do a face reveal. I didn't know that either.
I thought it was going to be like a solid, like full on. This is the guy in the mask, and
I thought they were going to do that for like three seasons.
I love how they did the giant void from like he can't show his face to any like human.
Yeah, and he's like, I am no human. I got chills.
I was like, okay, they found a way around it. I love it.
Yeah, that was perfectly written. Yeah. Right.
And then he ended up dying anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
that's true.
But I will say honestly, I wouldn't have minded if they had waited a little bit longer to show his face.
They could have waited till next season. Maybe they end of next season.
True.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I'm going to be sad when he takes off his helmet and doesn't put it back on. Mm-hmm. If he ever shows a human, because it's like the whole freaking show is about the man.
Yeah. So if they do that, the show's ruined. Almost.
I feel like they're going to do that for at least a couple of episodes.
Yeah.
Because that is definitely.
You know what? I wouldn't mind that actually, because if him and Kara end up being together, right? Like,
I'm okay with that.
In a relationship, and she would have to see his face eventually.
I just want his helmet, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
I want him to keep wearing the helmet. But if he takes it off, then he can't put it back on.
Or he could just change the creed. Like, he could just be like, you know what? I'm just going to do my own thing. I'm with Kara.
That's true.
It's okay. I'll just, you know, put it on, put it off whenever I want, you know?
For sure.
Outside of Kara, nobody else has seen him, you know?
Oh, this was a big thing. Me and Sam kind of argued about this a little bit. Well, we didn't argue, but we talked about it, like, intensively. How the Mandalorian does not know what a Jedi is.
It was not that long ago to where everybody would just forget. Everybody would know what a Jedi is. And who saved them from the Empire?
Okay. You know? We got to do a timeline here. Natalie Portman's hot. I got to stop saying that. She's like, okay, whatever. okay, so... The show takes place 5 years after Return of the Jedi. Or is it 30 years? No, it has to be 5 years.
Yeah, it's fine.
The show takes place 5 years after Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
And the Mandalorian grew up. He grew up in the prequels.
During the Clone Wars.
Maybe episode 2, because the Separatists were still around. So episode 2.
Something, right?
How would you not know about the Jedi Council if you grew up in prequels? How would you not know about the fall of Anakin and the most dangerous Sith in the entire universe? And then cut to Return of the Jedi, which the show is 5 years after, you wouldn't know about Luke Skywalker, who saved the entire galaxy?
Yeah.
Or Darth Vader, or Emperor. He doesn't even know what a Sith is.
He's like,
surprise Pikachu face.
That is very true. That is very, very true.
Aw.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. I'm never going to sell the set anyways.
That doesn't make any sense. The Empire was literally run by two badass Siths who are of the Jedi descent-ish. How would you not know what a Jedi is? That was poor writing and just poor.
I mean, unless
that just doesn't make any sense.
Unless
it just
that
make sense.
When he got taken into the Brotherhood, it stopped him from.
Wasn't Kara surprised too?
Yeah, they all.
How
she was in the Rebel Alliance?
Yeah, you literally. It doesn't she make any sense why they wouldn't know what a Jedi is. Apollo Creed was surprised. The Mandalorian was surprised. Yoda looks surprised, but that's okay because he's like
surprised Pikachu face. Yeah. Dude. I just don't understand.
It doesn't make any sense. I think honestly that was one of the worst things that was about the show.
That was bad
just
writing.
Did not make any sense whatsoever. So
unless we're just are you an angel scene? Sorry, my ADHD's kicking in. I'm going to build a Lego.
That's what this is, dude. Should we tell them what you guys got? So if kind of
fits we're literally right here.
Yeah.
Okay. So are we done? My favorite episode from the show was either the last episode or the third episode.
It probably be the last one for me.
Because the third episode was when all the Mandalorians came in and they killed all the.
Yeah, that was badass.
Really cool. Yeah. But the last episode I think was the
best put.
Okay. We gotta talk about this. The beginning scene.
The beginning scene with the clone, the stormtroopers, and their speeders. That
Tarantino.
Literally
Tarantino.
Yeah. It was. So well put together and directed and written. It was just perfect. It was funny. It was
everything.
It was just everything.
It was interesting. Yeah, and they kept missing. And I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah. That was really good. I like that.
I want to see a spinoff movie of just those
exactly.
Two.
And it was like 5 minutes, you know?
Yeah. And then they got slaughtered. Okay, whatever. We're done with the Mandalorian.
But, I was going to say 10 out of 10. It's not. 8 out of 10.
I think that episode was probably.
I'm gonna actually go wash my hands because my hands feel kind of nasty.
Yeah, I think me too. After all that pizza eating.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna pause the movie. Watto and Hedgehog are talking right now.
Help! I'm stuck. You need to get out first so I can push the table back. We're in a really tight space right now.
Yeah, we are building in my room right now.
That's very true.
Okay.
I'm gonna wash my hands.
Quick intermission.
Should I pause it or me and Abraham? Yeah,
Abraham can talk and then I'll just go.
Oh gosh.
Dog,
this would be weird.
Dude, this is probably the best podcast we've made.
Really? Because there's a lot of debates, you know? A
lot of debates. I love, we're talking about the Mandalorian to these guys. This is great. Oh, my mom's home. I'm going to pause the. Here you go.
All right, we're back.
Are we in the same?
I think we could.
So, we talked about the Mandalorian. Is there anything else we want to talk about? Anything important? Anything Star Wars? We didn't go see Rise of Skywalker. I saw 1917.
I still haven't seen Rise of Skywalker. We'll talk about 1917 if you want. Or we can
talk about it later. No, I'd rather not.
Okay,
I
mean, Star Wars.
I should have invited you. I'm sorry.
No, don't.
I should have invited you.
Don't worry about it.
It's just kind of like late, so.
Yeah.
Should we just get into it then?
And I wouldn't have been able to buy any Legos.
That's true, because we went to the Edwards. We went to RBX. It was like $25.
Yeah. So anyways.
I think we're just going to get into it. Currently watching The Phantom Menace. Have we ever talked about our favorite Star Wars movie? And or maybe favorite era?
We could talk about that.
We could talk about that.
That's true.
I think we all agree on like our favorite era.
My favorite Star Wars era and movie is The Clone Wars, obviously. Yeah, and then Episode 3.
Agreed. Yeah. Episode 3 is argued. Why did it turn on subtitles?
It honestly is not
actually,
that bad.
Helps.
Yeah, that helps.
I hate it.
I hate subtitles.
All right,
it takes away from... Because then you're looking at the subtitles.
All right, fine. Turn off.
I want to look at Padme.
Turn off.
That is true.
Like that. Like something can distract you from that. Come on, dude.
That's fair. I think that Episode 3 is arguably one of the most tragic movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if it had... It had good writing. It had the best writing out of all the prequels. But if it had just... better writing, it would be it would be widely the best Star Wars movie. Yeah. I think it's my favorite.
It's definitely my favorite.
It's my favorite.
By far. Nothing compares. Uh-huh. Maybe The Empire Strikes Back or Return of the Jedi.
I hate Dagobah.
Yeah.
Is that Empire?
Yeah, that's Empire.
That scene sucks. I hate everything about Dagobah.
Yeah.
But I love Revenge of the Sith. I love anything with Anakin.
What I wish is that they didn't go so CGI crazy and they just chilled on it, you know. They could have just done some more props, some more prosthetics. You're at that point, it's like you have so much money, you don't know what to do with it. It's like, make the movie better, don't just make it look so bad, you know. I don't know, that's my opinion. That's the only gripe that I have. The writing could be better, obviously, but the lightsaber fights,
it's
so good.
I'm really dreading watching it tonight. Yeah. Every time I even think about what's going to happen in the movie, I want to start crying.
And it's good because last time we were so high and brain dead from building Legos for 4 hours,
And now we got Abraham to
kind of rope us in.
To keep us
sane.
I really don't want to watch Revenge of the Sith. Like, it's a movie. It's my favorite Star Wars, but it makes me not want to watch it.
Yeah.
Because it's so sad. And especially after watching The Clone Wars, because you've seen The Clone Wars.
Yeah.
It makes it hurt so much more.
Oh, wow. It really does.
Sorry. I freaking ripped one of my...
Yeah, Revenge of the Sith, by far. What's your favorite Star Wars movie and or era?
Clone Wars.
Clone Wars.
Right off the bat. I love the Clone Wars. Anything to do with clones is just by far... That's why I love the TV show.
Mm-hmm. The TV show, highly, highly recommend.
Highly recommend that.
I need to watch
it. There are a couple episodes that are kind of like... Oh, but I do have to say something about the Clone Wars. Is that it makes Padme, who's arguably the hottest Star Wars character ever and one of the coolest, way better.
Yeah.
Like, it shows... It really shows her strengths and how mm-hmm. powerful she is. And it really makes it... I need to stop talking. Okay. I gotta stop talking.
It makes it.
But really I love the Clone Wars. It shows a lot about Padme. Far
really good.
No, I need to watch it. I really need to watch it.
It's really good. I'll show you the
because I'm feeling left out.
I haven't seen all of it. I've only seen 15 episodes, 20 episodes. But I've heard that 3, 4, and 5, and 6 get a lot darker. Like nice. It's a dark TV show.
It does. I started watching towards the end of it, when I started to finish it, and I got sad. it gets really, really dark. And like...
Because it ends, like, what, 6 months before episode 3 or something?
I believe so.
It's, like, right before.
It shows, like, the whole...
Oh, wow.
I don't want to spoil anything for, like, the TV show, because the TV show is beautiful.
It is bomb.com.
But at the end, you see a lot that... Even, like, some people that, like, don't really know, like, Ahsoka
Tano, yeah.
Yeah. It shows how amazing she is. Yeah. At the end, it's just amazing. And then, it's a different topic, but the Rebel one, I'd really hate it.
Darth Vader, dude.
I only like it because Ahsoka pops up once, and I was like, oh, that's cool. Ahsoka,
I would never watch it. I watched a little bit of it, and I was interested, and I stayed with it for a little bit, but then I was just like,
too kiddy.
I watched the first 10 episodes when it came out. Commitment.
I watch a lot. Huh?
Is it hot?
You can.
It's a little hot, but I watched the first like 10 episodes of the whole thing when it came out, like when it started showing on Disney and all that stuff. And I was very surprised. I was like, okay, I like this. It's okay. And then after a while, I was just like, this. I don't know about it.
It was
something different entirely. I felt like it was disconnected. It was too disconnected for me.
It was not the Clone Wars.
Mm-hmm. It was. I was like, I don't really like this the way it feels.
We gotta get building.
We really do because we're gonna be talking.
We could literally talk about this for
we can
for like 6 hours.
Yeah.
We would literally never build.
Okay, we just gotta discuss.
So
explain the thing
we talked about. Wait, what was your favorite Star Wars movie? Because you said your favorite era, which was
that's true. For me, it's very, I don't know, I'm not very picky on the whole thing. I like them all. I know that's surprising for a lot of people. It's like, oh, you like
this one. You're not going to like the newest one.
The newest thing? Yeah. I didn't like Rogue One. For sure.
You didn't like, dude, I
did not, that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of people loved Rogue One.
I actually prefer, but I don't love it. I prefer it more than the
sequels?
The prequels. Or the new prequels.
Oh, you mean the sequels? The 7, 8, 9?
Yes.
Yeah, that's sequels.
Sequels.
Yeah. Not the prequels. I was like, wait, the new prequels?
No. I messed up.
Rogue One, a lot of people didn't, you know, understand, like it, because, like, what's the point? Because
where was that place to get it? I keep on forgetting.
It was really pointless, in my opinion. It was pointless. It was so pointless. It was filler, just to get us to, you know,
roll
over to the main event. But it
was worth it for Vader.
It was.
Darth Vader scene literally made me cry myself. I loved it so much. That whole scene was worth the movie.
I got to see it in the eyes of the soldiers, and I was just like...
Yeah. It really showed the true terror. I've only seen that twice. It showed the true terror of
lightsaber activated. Oh my god!
And the last scene of the movie. Every time I even just think about it, I just want to start crying. When you see Leia, I can't handle it.
I can't watch it.
Yeah,
I have chills.
Leia makes me cry.
I have chills talking.
Yeah, I have chills. Leia makes me cry. I don't even want to think about it. But that movie is definitely better than the sequels. Oh, well, maybe not The Force Awakens. Force Awakens was good.
That's right. I actually prefer over Force Awakens.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I like Jyn more than Rey. I like Chirrut and Baze.
I don't know about that one.
I do not like Rey.
Okay, before we move on, I actually want to know, what's your favorite? I don't know about anything, because
probably...
Oh, yeah, you didn't say.
I'll probably... Sometimes I get heat for this, but like The Return of the Jedi, I like that one.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Return of the Jedi, I like
that one. I might actually like it more... Well, I don't know about the Ewoks. No, I think I do like that one. That might be my favorite for one scene in particular. The Vader scene, redeeming himself.
You prefer that over what?
Episode 3? 5 and 4.
Oh, yeah, no, without a doubt.
That whole scene makes up for the entire trilogy, I think. I mean, the trilogy's amazing, but I think that that is... I don't know, I just love Anakin. Anything with Anakin is just...
It's a solid, it's a solid story.
I'll go back, it's going to be out for a while.
I wanted to say, I absolutely hate it. What was it?
The Last Jedi? It was terrible. And this
one of
movie
the worst,
is not any better.
One of the worst movies I've ever seen in my entire life. It's Star Wars, without a doubt. What was the point of that stupid Asian character? What was the point of that entire side quest?
Dude, I felt bad for her. Everyone hated
her. I hate her. I hate her. I want...
They still do hate her because of Sam.
Send death threats.
I'm going to be honest. I did, dude. I'm going to say something controversial here. I think that the new Star Wars movie is worse.
Really? I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
I'm just saying, like... On record, I think it's worse. I think it's the worst Star Wars movie ever created.
I think it's worse
than the Clone Wars movie.
I'll have to see it.
And the Clone Wars movie got 8% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I'll have to see it.
Yeah. So if you guys ever see it, I mean, we could have gone a day, but I hate that movie. I mean, we could go tomorrow.
I'll have to see it.
You guys don't have any money. Never mind.
We can go to AMC.
Do you have enough money?
I have a gift card.
We could go. I could ask my mom for like $15.
Let's go.
We can go tomorrow.
I'm so down.
Or we can go tonight. If we go tonight, then we can't build.
What?
We could go tonight.
We can't build?
No, because then, I mean, we're going to be building for 5 hours.
But what time did they close?
I think the latest showing was like 10. If you want to go tomorrow, we can.
I want to go tomorrow.
Do you want to go?
I can't go tomorrow. I have other things, but yeah.
Well, it would have been interesting to talk about. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of notes on it. So, I have a lot of things to say about that movie. Anyways, this was 46 minutes.
Maybe we could see it tonight. Because honestly, if we go...
Can you look up the showings for AMC at the Mills?
Because we can build this and we can come back maybe after the cemetery. Or do you want to... Because then if we go see it, we can't go...
We should build this either tonight or tomorrow anyways, because we're going to leave Abraham out.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. That's literally what I was going to say.
So we could go see the movie. Oh, I don't want to see that movie again, though. Whatever. I'll see it for you guys.
But then we get to talk about it.
Yeah, then we get to talk about it. I will literally rant for 4 hours on here.
Okay. You know what? I think this is a good idea. I think this is good. We can wait either for tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, because you're going to spend the night, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
AMC?
Yeah, AMC.
AMC at the Mills. Because Edwards is a little expensive. I can just ask my mom for like $15.
Yeah, I'm going to drive to the Mills again.
The last showing is 9:30.
What time?
It's 6:21.
Is that the only showing?
That's the last showing.
Are we going to be able to go to the cemetery, though?
No, it's about a three-hour movie. No, so we'd be tired. And I really do want to go to the cemetery. We should go next week.
Okay.
We can go next week. Oh my God, I thought I broke my box. We can go next week on Saturday.
Okay.
If you can. Or Sunday, doesn't matter.
Well, okay. I won't be 17 that day.
Oh, your birthday's next week. Oh my gosh.
We can go sometime next week. And plus we start out.
We'll figure it out. We can't go tonight. We just can't go tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
Because we're doing something a little bit more interesting.
Well, we already said what we're going to do.
Yeah.
So.
I hate that movie. I'm going to wait for
Tim. So should we tell them what the set is?
Oh, yeah. Let's tell them what the set is. Let me open it.
We bought set 75258, which is Anakin's pod racer for the 20th anniversary. Mm-hmm. It comes with Anakin Skywalker, Padme Amidala, and 1999 Luke Skywalker in his X-Wing outfit. That is the set. Figure. Yeah, the collectible minifigure. That is the set that me and Taylor got. Abraham got a different set, though.
We can go ahead and tell what that is. The set that we wanted.
The set that everyone else wanted. It is... the number is 75270. It is the Obi-Wan's cut. It is 200 pieces.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
It is by far... It is something that if you want to stay within a budget, it is very good. Mm-hmm. It is a decent build. It is 200 pieces, so it's pretty little. But
with two exclusive pieces.
This comes with two exclusive pieces. One is a hologram, and one is a trainer droid.
Yeah.
Is the trainer droids for some people. Hopefully you guys know what it is. It is the little ball that the Jedi's used to train.
Train, yeah. In episode 4?
Yes, I believe so.
I think we're shooting in episode 8 with Rey.
Oh, yeah.
So. And then our set is 279 pieces.
But I do have to say something. If you are just going out to buy a Lego set,
yes,
buy Abraham's.
Buy the
this set, set, I would only recommend if you're trying to collect all... Unless you love the pod racers.
Yeah.
I would only recommend this if you're trying to collect all 20th anniversary, which is what me and Sam are doing. I'm only missing one now.
I'm missing two.
Sam's missing Han Solo and Lando, and I'm missing Lando.
Pod racer honestly kind of looks like...
Yeah, it's not that good, but you do get Padme.
I'm pouring it out, all right.
And you get...
Sorry, let's get into it, guys.
All right, here we go. This is the first build.
So, yeah.
This is pretty good, pretty good. All right, so I got the first bag here. I got the... we got stickers, Taylor.
I haven't opened up a Lego set in over...
Stickers?
Years I haven't opened up a Lego set.
That's,
you're about to feel what we felt. About a week ago.
This is going to suck for our listeners. Is that
about
right?
A week ago. Oh, that's kind of surprising, actually. They didn't put these in the bag.
Hmm.
We got some tubular pieces and some stickers.
Some tubular pieces. I see. I'm going to go ahead and... I feel bad for these guys.
I do not.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to say. My set comes with Obi-Wan, I believe. Yep. Obi-Wan Kenobi, Luke Skywalker, an R2-D2, and a Tusken Raider.
Tusken Raider looks terrible.
Tusken Raider really does look garbage. There is no cloak, no anything on him. It's just all built into the figure. And I believe the... Sam and Taylor, what are your minifigures that came with
them? Padme from episode 1, young Anakin, and the original Luke Skywalker.
What just fell off?
Oh my god.
Is actually good for me because Anakin is my favorite character.
Was it just me then?
I think it was just me.
And so it is good that I'm getting young Anakin.
Okay, I'm going to assume that I didn't lose anything.
To be able to collect all the Anakins.
I always
that I got young Anakin.
I always wanted the X-Wing helmet, so that's cool.
Had an X-Wing and I broke it. I don't really want to tell that story. Oh, look, Anakin on the pod racer. Sorry for how loud it's been. Can't really help it.
But I'm pretty sure that it is should be over.
Yeah. There you go. There's Luke. That is 4 out of 6. Oh, yeah. The Obi-Wan is a secret one.
Oh, yeah. That is correct. We didn't talk about that.
I like how they give you 2 hilts.
That's cool. I would have liked 2 blades, but, you know.
Yeah, me too.
2 right. Blades would have been pretty handy.
So I'm starting on building the pod racer right now.
Me as well.
Which, you know what? Maybe when we build it, we'll be like, okay, this set does... It looks all right.
Yeah. It definitely doesn't slap, but it's all right.
It's definitely not the Kashyyyk Walker set.
Definitely not.
And it's definitely not the Mandalorian set. But it's not bad. And Abraham's set is really good, and I think it's a lot more... what's the word I'm looking for? Playable, I guess?
It has a lot more playability.
Playability, yeah.
Playability, yeah. I should go with it.
And it's just it's a really good set. So I think that was really good.
You guys remember that whole thing where you had to... get that little... they still have it, but now they actually sell it. It doesn't come with the sets. The little minifigure or Lego separator.
Yeah.
So you don't have to bite it and rip your teeth out.
Yeah, those.
The one will come in here, too.
Dude, that is honestly...
They come with the big sets.
A lifesaver.
They come with the big sets. We got one with the Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I'm already, so happy right now. I'm literally so happy.
So
I can't even explain how I'm feeling right now.
It's so good. It's so good. Like,
this is literally heroin.
Yeah, it's our addiction.
It's our addiction.
It feels so... True. Oh, dude.
Boom, dude. That's
Obi-Wan. He's definitely got a better beard.
And his face is not yellow.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And now for the Tusken Raider. That looks garbage.
I have the original Tusken head.
No, the original
Tusken. I was going to buy that just to put the head on it.
Oh, already skipping pieces, Sammy.
Oh, here's another thing. Did you guys like the Tusken Raider inside the Mandalorian?
I loved it, and we've never seen them being communicated with.
Yeah, that's true. Was dope.
Which was very, very interesting.
And it turns out it's sign language, dude.
Yeah. That Tusken Raider was actually deaf in real life.
Oh, wow. Really?
Mm-hmm.
That is very cool.
Very interesting. So he actually did sign language. I don't know, you know. You guys do sign language.
I completely forgot everything that I learned.
Okay. Well, then there's that.
Do you know what we're making exactly here?
I think we're making... I don't know what we're making.
It looks like you guys are building the body.
The body. Yeah.
The pod racer.
I think that this set, once I build it and I give it a good look, because I'm going to like it.
Yeah, I think so too. But... sticker time.
Already?
Yep.
Sticker time.
Looking at for number two. We got number two here.
What was by far your favorite Lego to build?
Oh, that's a question. Oh, easy. It was
this is a question. Easy, dude.
The Lego Star Wars set 7661, I believe. It was Obi-Wan's Jedi Starfighter with a booster ring. By far the most.
Oh, I remember that
building a Lego set.
That one.
Wait, I'm confused with these stickers.
My favorite to build. I've always wanted. Now here's another thing. I always wanted to get an X-wing.
I had one and I broke it.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. And I was so sad. But I always wanted that. But the one that I had a lot of fun building would have to be. It was. You guys remember the little, you know, the little paper clip things right there.
Mm-hmm.
What type of Star Wars ship did that look like?
I forgot. The Republic gunship.
Mm-hmm. I remember I had to build that.
You built that?
Mm-hmm.
You had that?
I had that at a time. And that's when I was 7. And I was like, hey, I'm going to shove it inside this little container. It was the worst thing I've ever done in my life. I felt stupid, dude. But.
Of course you had that one.
Yeah, of course me. The one that's the most retarded, dude. But it was
really set literally I want most. Did you have the one with Geonosian Padme? You couldn't have.
No.
So you had the Clone Wars version then?
I believe so.
I wanted that one, yeah.
I believe so.
I want the Padme version, though, more. Way more.
I need Geonosian Padme. I'm going to buy that set when I get a job. I'm dead serious. Like, no cap.
Honestly, that would be a good investment if I'm being 100% honest.
Oh, dude, I am buying that set. There's nothing stopping me.
How are you doing, Abraham?
I'm really liking the build. Not even gonna lie, it is.
It's a clean build, dude. Like that is a clean set.
It is. It very much is. It is actually pretty simple. It's just a bunch of like one little pieces, but. It's still good. I like it. What about you guys? How do you guys feel about yours?
So far, so good, actually. I kind of like it.
Yeah. I'm enjoying the build. Now, am I going to enjoy it as much as the next one?
That is
you did.
That is true. You guys do have another solid build to do. I know for a fact you guys are going to enjoy that one.
Dude. How could you not?
That is very true. The whole entire time in the car, dude, you guys were psyched.
If anybody was paying attention, I already spoiled what that set was on the accident.
That is true.
Did you? I didn't even notice.
Yeah, I did. But it was kind of like...
It was subtle.
Yeah, it was subtle. Stickers are the worst thing in Star Wars. Can I just say that?
And Lego.
I messed up my sticker, like, big time. Can I take it off?
Oh, remember, do you guys ever put stickers on your minifigures?
Yeah.
Little? I actually never did that.
I never did that.
I put like custom stickers.
Custom stickers?
Yeah. I try to custom make my own soldiers.
I think I got these. No, I didn't.
I've never put any type of sticker, like, as in, like, oh, I'm going to put my own sticker on them. I've never done that before.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because I just never had any stickers that I saw cool. But it was, yeah, God. I liked the sticker that it came with. It was just hard to put on. You know? Yeah. Oh, just like how you guys are struggling right now.
Yeah, I literally just messed up my sticker.
Let's see. Oh, I misplaced this one.
Does yours have stickers?
I don't know. No, mine didn't come with any stickers.
Bucky ass.
Mine don't come with stickers, guys. Mine's just like whatever blocks.
Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt, old ass.
I'm sorry for being quiet. This is just what happens when we start building Legos.
Get concentrated. Nice. But you think it's going to be quiet at our other secret place?
We're not going to podcast.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we could.
Did you guys?
There's a lot of walking, though. It's going to be.
Okay.
No, because you're going to hear, like, and all that action.
Yeah, probably not, but.
We could podcast after in the car.
Tell them where we're gonna.
Well, we already did. I guess we could talk about that right now. I can't concentrate on anything, and once Padme comes on,
I'm actually really scared. Like straight up, I'm actually like pretty nervous to go back.
Really? I've never gone, but
it's a very pretty place.
Where we're gonna go is Redlands Cemetery. And Redlands, obviously.
Right there, everyone heard the thunder and lightning.
Yeah.
But, we never did anything, like, to, like, prepare, you know? To, like, you know, let's go to, like, you know, that one abandoned asylum that we were wanting to go to.
Downey, yeah.
Downey. That was crazy. But, unfortunately, we never went.
We never went.
Stupid.
Plans started to not go through. But, it was still, we just jumped straight to Redlands. That's one of the most, what'd you say, craziest
paranormal activity places. Right? Is like runs rampant in that city.
Straight yeah, it's up. Not a city to live in.
Definitely not.
Even
a good
though
one.
Ethan anyways. Lived there.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Probably so effed up.
Honestly.
You're not even wrong, dude. Not even wrong. Where'd it go? There it is. Which is kind of funny, though, now that you think about it.
Hilarious.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
Oh, okay, you guys remember the video game? The Lego Star Wars
this,
game?
This level sucks. This level
sucked.
It sucked.
Heck, dude. God, this game is awful.
Huh? The did you tell me to do that?
For you guys listening.
Oh, I skipped a page.
You guys listening, it's the Pod Racer level on the Lego Star Wars, dude.
Which is like, oh, I hate that level.
Which is the most frustrating freaking thing.
I always miss a page, dude.
Oh, dude, I have to. Oh, I just made a pot, dude. I have a pot. Look at Yay. That, bro. Look at that. And yeah, you put like little studs in there, dude, as like soup, bro. That's
great.
Lit.
I always freaking miss a page.
Wait, did I just see what I thought I saw? Me
want to kill
no, I just saw the assassin from the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Zam Wessel?
Yeah. The girl, right?
Yeah, Zam Wessel.
I just saw there. What is wrong? I just noticed that. Call myself a Star Wars fan.
I call yourself a Star Wars fan. Yeah, you don't know Zam Wessel. I bet you didn't even know her name.
I didn't. I'm not gonna lie. That was, yeah, that sucks. But dude, that's actually really sick. I actually own these on VHS.
Me too. Yeah. I used to watch them every day. Besides the third one.
I used to have them.
Why?
I just didn't want to, I guess. I have them in this, like, slanted, like, VHS case holder that you can close. And I think it was, like, the special edition VHS tape ones. The boxes are completely messed up, sadly. But that's so good. Those are good childhood days, dude. Like, honestly.
So distracted right now. It's insane.
I know. I'm so.
It's just concentrated. Me talking to all the viewers, guys, our listeners.
This is what we already knew. This was going to happen. It was just going to be Abraham talking.
You know, sometimes you just gotta go with it. You know. No, just.
I love that part.
Dude, I hate it when the freaking boulders, they had to throw boulders down at me when we were playing.
Dude,
and
you're
just like,
that.
Stop. Please. Let me get the booster before
please
the time runs
stop
out. The freaking time's running out. Shut up, please, and let me drive.
The worst set for me, I mean, the worst level for me was the level episode 2, the Geonosian level where you are in the Republic gunship. I hated that level.
That was the bane of my existence.
I hated that level.
That level was amazing. I loved it. I loved
it so much.
I freaking
loved
it. The arena?
Not the arena.
Which one are you talking
the
about?
The one where you're in the Republic gunship and you have to go destroy those things. Oh my god, it's so.
Oh,
annoying.
That one.
That was so annoying.
Dude, that was freaking awesome. Okay.
Hey, did I miss a spot?
Am I?
What is this for?
Dad started playing.
That's for this.
Oh.
My dad was like, oh, I'm going to play this with you. And I was like, okay, sick. My dad, eh, he's good. He's decent at games. He's like, oh, it's Lego Star Wars. Nothing big. Two-player co-op, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And the screen is like, if you don't catch up, the other player gets dragged.
Yeah.
It's not like the newer ones where it's like, split
up, yeah.
And that, if you're not in sync and you're not playing solo, that is the worst mission to ever play with your father. Because I was just, like, he was screaming at me, yelling at me, like, to go forward. Then when he died, or when I died, he was like, then you had to start all over because you only have one life.
Bruh.
And I was like, Dad, I'm going to be left on
sick
the street. I'm going to be left on the street now.
Wish they were blue.
Huh?
Wish they were blue.
I know, right?
Which ones?
Little lightning.
That would have been sick.
Lightning bolts.
But, I mean, it's actually pretty
accurate.
Good replica of it.
See, I don't remember that at all.
Gap.
I don't remember that at all.
I don't remember that
this
either.
This movie is, I think I've said this before, it's the worst one of the prequels.
Is it?
Yeah. Like, I used to think that.
I like it.
No, I love it, and I'm watching it right now. But I used to think that Attack of the Clones was the worst one.
Until you saw this one, you're just like.
And then I'm like, and then we watched these again on New Year's Eve. And I'm like, this is the worst.
Oh, you came over on New Year's Eve, Sam?
No, he came over to my house.
Oh, okay. That's it. Getting a little concentrated.
Oh, no, I did that wrong. Didn't I? Yes, I did. Sorry. Oh my god, it got so quiet.
We're so concentrated right now.
The focus is outstanding.
Dude, that set's so clean.
Is you starting to like it now?
I like this set, but that set's clean, dude.
Yeah, that set's nice.
It's coming together pretty good. It's coming together pretty good. I have to say that. What is this? A bottle of milk? let me put some two blue pieces together. It looks like a milk carton.
Oh yeah.
The heck?
Oh, it's blue milk.
It's blue milk.
That's sick, dude. I just want that. And it's right next to the glass.
Yeah, you shut up.
Shut up.
No, dude, sometimes.
Hey, but you know what, Sam?
You guys got the you guys like went up there.
No, don't spoil it.
Hey, first of all, you said that you could afford it. And
no,
then
come on, dude.
Yeah, you said it's in your price range, so it's your
money. You know, sometimes it's just, you just don't be like that.
Sometimes you just gotta
be. It's gotta be a pooping nugget. No.
Big poop.
Big poop. This is a fun build right here. I'm enjoying
this.
Yeah. This pod racer, and it's gonna look good. I have a feeling it's gonna look good.
Oh, of course it will.
I mean, the way it looks like right now, it's coming together really solid. The one thing I don't really like about it, but I guess you can say it's a good little touch to it where you can hold it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, you know, it's
not something that I'm like
super what's the word? Aesthetic?
Aesthetic? Not too aesthetic for it or whatever.
Aesthetic?
And I'm just like, you know, it's whatever, but, you know, some people might like it. You can hold it, fly it around a little, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, you can't fly it around like some other sets out there, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, we're hyping this up so much.
Bro.
Deserves to be hyped up.
Honestly. You guys are building it today, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Well, did you drop a piece?
Yeah, that one.
He's like, that was definitely a piece that fell.
It was a cone. All pieces are important.
No.
Heck yeah, dude. Don't you lose that.
Do you see it on the inside?
No.
Dude, what the hell?
Excuse me? Did I, spinner?
Are you sitting on it? Oh, you're sitting. It's right. Right, your crotch. No. In front of it. In front of your crotch.
Oh, nice. That's pretty solid, dude.
Why are you staring at it? No, I'm just kidding.
You know, Taylor, just don't stop staring, dude.
Dude, I'm trying to tell you where your freaking Lego piece is, dude. I could have just said it was right next to your dick.
Dude, well, I don't know if this is correct or not.
Wait, what the?
Is it supposed to be like that?
No.
Do you think that's supposed to be like that, or did I
just follow the fucking direction?
No, you built it wrong, dude.
Did I?
Yeah.
Did you build what? You built it wrong, dude.
That's not supposed to be like that.
It's not?
Tear it all apart. No, just go back and see what you did wrong. Maybe you need to place one of these pieces.
We're talking about the window.
Yeah. You did something wrong, dog. Because look, it claps on.
Yeah, there's supposed to be something underneath it.
There's supposed to be something underneath it.
This is supposed to be underneath it.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Oh, the window to the window. You're right.
Oh, what the fuck?
I see it now, Mr. Krabs. There we go. Now we're solid. We're good. We're Gucci. Do you think your brother went to Canada?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did.
I mean, that's the best way to get some quick food. Because if he would have went to In-N-Out, that would have been way too far.
It's far, and you have to wait because it's In-N-Out. I would suggest after this, Sam, we should take a little break.
Yeah.
We could talk about...
I am missing something.
Something. What are you missing?
I'm missing one of those. One of these pieces.
The brown?
These is gray.
No, it's only 5.
Is it?
It says 5.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Got you, dog.
Wow.
Okay, I'm really liking this set.
It's good, isn't it?
Once it's done, I think it's going to be really cool. And I got Luke. My collection's almost done for the 20th anniversary. Damn. Dude, if we would have started buying Legos, like, last year, we would have had everything a lot sooner, but it's like, whatever. It was kind of more fun this way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like the rush of just getting there, you know?
We are freaking losers buying Legos. But we're losers and we're not assholes.
Losers, not assholes. Hey, how the...
Oh. I was like, what?
Hey, how... Wait, I'm confused.
That doesn't look right.
Oh, like that.
Am I... stupid? Yeah, you're right, Taylor. You're right.
Wait, but what the... Wait, what am I supposed to do now? Oh. Yeah, and when we started building the Mandalorian set, I don't know what happened to me.
You went full retard.
Yeah, I started going insane.
You went full Fucking retard, dude. It was a good thing, though.
Did you really?
It was pretty funny. Gonna be honest, it was pretty funny.
That is incorrect because I messed up. Fucking mouth.
Where did these go? Oh, Shmi.
Shmi's dead.
Shmi.
Lamau? I'm sorry. It's not funny. Literally not funny.
Yeah, I don't like that.
That's wrong.
Oh, yeah, you did.
You put it on wrong, Doug.
Did that a little whack, bro.
You did that just a little whack, dog. You might want to kill yourself.
Oh, stickers.
Are you kidding me?
More.
Oh, my God, there's so many. I have to do this 3 times?
I have to do this 6 times.
Stickers.
I'm going to kill myself. Got $20 in my pocket.
Actually, you don't have any money in your pocket.
That's true, I don't have anything. Well, these stickers are easy, bro. I already messed it up. But it's easy.
You know, even growing up, I didn't like the stickers, honestly.
No, there's no point. Like, what? Did I think this is fun? Just print it.
Right?
You don't need to do this. Stop.
Get some. I think it's more expensive if they print it, though.
Yeah. That's fair.
I fucked up. It's whatever. It'll forever be like that.
I'm in your grinder clothes. Oh, Shmi. Last time you'll ever see your son. Oh, actually, no, not last time.
Yeah, one more time.
You're gonna die.
You're gonna
bite the bullet, bro. sorry about that one, Shmi. Okay. One of the last
times. Am I missing another one, or?
Are these extra? I'm guessing so.
I'm so
tired. Yeah. Extra, everything's built to the T.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Yep. Extra parts. I kind of like that they give you extra parts.
Oh, yeah.
Because little mishaps like that. But also, I'm glad. I'm also.
Are you good?
No.
And also.
Also.
Wait, also for the second bag. Sorry, guys.
Oh! I just broke the sword.
The sword of Excalibur.
This sword is sick, dude.
It is really sick. It's the orc sword.
Yeah.
I broke one. Almost.
That would have sucked, dude.
The orc sword.
Wait, what the?
Do you force stuff together?
Okay. This is a sick set. This is pretty cool.
It's pretty rad, isn't it?
What
do you guys rate it? What do you guys rate it?
Well, we haven't built it yet. We haven't built the full thing yet.
Yeah, but it looks a lot better than I thought it was going
to be. I don't know how to build R2-D2.
Shut up.
Dude, I mean... It's kind of sad that some people... I mean, that's actually, never mind. Dude, this is my first R2-D2, actually.
Seriously?
That I now have with me, you know? That is no longer gone.
Wait, am I retarded? What am I miss?
Oh, no, I have one, actually. And I have... Oh, no. I think I have a... Because when you told me about how the clone troopers are going away and all that stuff, remember a while ago? I started digging through all of my boxes to try to find, like, clone troopers and whatever I could. And when I did, I found, like, one or two that were, like, decent condition. Mm-hmm. And now I have them sitting right on top of my bed and, like, little, okay, like, Lego
that
pieces.
That one is for sure gone. Oh, yeah, and I'm stuck, like, again.
Yes.
That's pretty sick. Alright, now it's time to build the hottest Star Wars character ever. 100%. 100%.
110%.
Yeah, like, there's... She's on Star Trek. There's no debate. Now I have her.
Oh, the best Star Wars battle in the world, dude.
No. Battle of Mustafar is the best. Not even a question. So kill yourself.
Oh, wait. This isn't the time. Oh, no.
Dude, poor Abraham. Just like, I'll just go right now.
I just stopped, dude.
Sweet, dude. I've wanted some more goggles like this.
So oh, glad. Yeah.
So glad.
Oh, yeah. You have the...
I have these goggles.
Yeah. I've always wanted... I've had them, but then I broke them, and I have them again.
I got to build Padme. Hang on. Padme's got to be built.
You know, dude...
She's got two faces?
Dude, you know, you got to use this one. You got to use this one, Sam. Huh? You got to use this one. Not this one. This is you know, dude, totally wrong, dude.
Dude, shut up. This
is totally wrong.
Libtard.
Oh, what the? She's short.
Huh?
They made her shorter.
What the heck?
I'm putting black legs on her.
Why?
Because that's terrible.
What? No, that's good.
I don't like this.
I don't like this short.
I mean,
it makes sense, honestly.
I mean, because she was young. Very, very young.
I still don't like it.
And she's shorter.
I mean, that's...
I still don't like it.
It's solid, though.
I don't like the face.
The build's solid. The build is solid, right? Are you guys not so big of a fan about the build?
I like the short legs.
I like that. I like that, actually.
Taylor doesn't like the short legs.
So I like her character. Fuck those short legs. We're not doing that. I think no.
Taylor brings out a box. Mad, dude. Bigger legs. Taller legs.
The freaking toolbox.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That thing is legendary. That thing is literally the Lego heaven, dude.
I think I'm not going to put longer legs on this freaking Suka Blit. Oh, there she is right there.
Hey,
she's not got blue. Oh, no.
Look at this freaking... He's just asleep. Oh, it's Jar Jar. Come on.
Jar Jar, no. Jar Jar, see. Jar Jar, no. Jar Jar, retarded.
We're now building the exact same thing that we just built, just on the other side.
Sick, dude. I'm doing the same thing, but I'm building on the other side. Connected, you know?
You know, no, not, I'm not dude. Gonna
fully connect this yet, because this is just messing me up.
Boom. What is up, ladies and gentlemen? What is my phone at? 46%.
It's gonna die.
Is this a 1x1 or a 2x2?
That's a 2x2.
Someone put a 2x2 with a 2x2, and I was about to be like, I'm about to get my teeth ripped out. Remember when that used to happen?
Dude.
It's like, but then it's like, oh no, it's a 1. By 1. Remember when they invented that,
Oh, you get two goggles!
That little Lego separator? Hmm? When they first came out with the Lego separator? And you're like, yep. What is this?
I had like 8 of them.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you give me one? Like the big gray one?
Probably. I had too many.
Dude, when we used to buy sets like crazy. Those are the good old days.
No, it's funny. Nothing's changed.
Dude, literally, look at what we just bought. Oh,
my God. I realized I haven't said anything.
Yeah,
you have,
literally.
You have not been participating.
I have not said a freaking thing.
Yeah, where are you, Sam?
Where are
you? Where are M, dude?
We're arm down. Man.
Freaking nervous for tonight. I think that might be kind of bugging me.
It's gonna be fun. We're going right after.
Gucci.
Right after.
Dude, I'm freaking nervous. I kind of want to build that later.
Me too. I don't really want to build on Abraham's chair.
Me neither.
Come on, dude.
No.
It's because...
I want to witness
it's the because I,
Almighty, dude.
Don't wanna,
I helped you guys.
You helped us with this set.
Oh, yeah. I helped you with this set. Never mind. I forget that. Screw me, dude. I just wanted to see it. I just wanted to see the...
Yeah, you want to...
The
wanna,
beauty.
You'll see it. You'll see
something that every Lego fan either bought when it came out or wishes that they would... What is this?
It's true. I think every Lego collector needs to have this
my
set.
First, like, rare set.
Abraham's freaking out. This is the beginning of the
I
end,
I love
dude.
This. This is, like, I will get this and I will frame it.
Abraham, shut up, dude.
Abraham's trying to rub it in here.
If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, it is the hologram that comes
Wait, are
with
we leaving
the set.
What are we leaving?
What? What?
When are we leaving?
Oh,
I didn't know what. Yeah, what are you talking about?
I was like, okay, interrupt
Taylor,
me.
You went.
I was like, what? When are we
Brother, what?
Well,
I honestly, bro, I'm sorry, but I don't want to build it in front of you. Just because.
Okay, okay, okay.
I mean, Abraham, if you want us to build it here, it we will build it. It's going to take a while,
it's
though.
It's going to take a long time.
It's going to take
I figured that.
Hours.
But I feel
I
like, kind of want to build it later.
I feel like
though.
You guys can do a part two when you guys do your, like, when I'm gone, if you guys want. But at least we should tell the viewers
so
of what it was.
Yeah, but that's
so sad.
We should at least tell the viewers so I feel
Jerk
part
ass.
Of it.
What are you, why you got to leave? Why didn't you buy it?
Because I'm broke.
Dude, isn't it weird that my head's actually kind of starting to hurt a little bit?
You're nervous. Because
you're concentrating, right?
You better pass out. That's why.
You are not wrong.
You're not wrong at all.
You're not wrong.
You need to chill, dude. We're going
to be fine. Yeah, I'm way more nervous than I was the first time.
I mean,
time.
I'm not bringing a weapon, but we're going to be fine.
I have a weapon.
Honestly, dude, I felt, like, so safe. I didn't feel like anything was going to happen. I think I want to see a ghost. We're not going to see any people. It'd be cool if we saw people.
I think we're gonna see people.
That would be a story if we saw some dog. Abraham,
these gates?
Oh, Coruscant. No. I would live in Coruscant.
These
it's like New York.
Gates? They look like a little toy truck. Okay, I'm done. Wait, are these burgers? Wait.
Abraham.
You're supposed to do this?
Abraham.
What the crap is that, dude?
I'm assuming...
That's like a little,
Like, in all honesty, I don't even know what that is. It's two brown studs in between this little, like, train.
Dude, it's a mini kit. Oh, it's Cutamundi and Plo Koon.
They're dead.
No way.
They're dead. Oh, it's Yodel! Yaddle! Not Yodel. Yaddle.
Yaddle.
Gosh.
It's Yaddle. Squirrel. I'm done. Okay, wait.
So, Taylor, are we going to build that later?
I want to build it like right now.
I know that's kind of why I'm just like you guys should do it. Just bite the bullet.
It's just it's going to take. We're literally going to be here till 10 o'clock.
That is very, very true.
Because that is.
That is
big set, dude. It's a big set. Oops.
I say we wait.
Yeah, if whatever you guys
we'll decide after we're done with this.
Whatever you guys
we'll take a break. Definitely. We'll chill out.
Intermission, some stuff, you know.
We'll talk. I have a question, actually.
Right now?
No. When we're done.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
What the?
I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry. Wait, is it three? Yes, three. It's three.
He's just shot
yourself with the Lego, dude. Did I tell you I swallowed a Lego head once?
Jesus, dude.
On accident.
Abraham, you need to chill.
Because I was just like, oh, dude, like let me bite off this piece.
This
I can take
yummy.
It separate it from the other one. And my sister hit me in the back, and I was like... But I died.
Hey, dude, this looks good. Let me just slurp this up real quick, I'm dead. Why am I in hell? I thought I was going up. What the heck?
Dude, Lego heads kill.
What?
Tim, are you good?
No. Oh, I'm stupid.
You know when you're little. Okay, so this piece goes on now?
Yo, chill, man. Chill, chill,
chill. No!
Idiot. How did that happen?
I don't know. No!
Raw? Okay, I can't even do that. I don't even know how you and your brother do that.
It's because we're not retarded.
You guys are
damn.
Sorry.
Okay, you know. that also was a shot at Sam, too.
Yeah, honestly.
That was also a shot at Sam, I do have to say.
Bro, how about?
This is, bro.
Oh. This thing feels like it's going to fall apart. Like, this thing does not feel secure.
I'm so confused.
Okay, so this is done.
Oh,
What are you confused
about? Look at that! You stand up on phone, brother!
I feel like the studs look different. Is it just me?
I think you look different. Sorry, I'm starting to lose it. I'm starting to lose it. Yeah, yeah, sorry.
Indeed. Oh, that makes
sense. Okay, fine. I'm being attacked. Okay.
This is happening?
I'm personally attacked. I'm being attacked? Know, I am not okay with this.
So I'm supposed to go all the way down. Oh. I'm supposed to go all the way down this piece of
garbage.
Yeah, you're right, dude. This thing is flimsy as hell. What's up, bro?
What did you do?
Put it on the wrong side.
Dang, bro. That is the worst. The worst.
It's a literally worst case scenario. Hey, did we ever...
What? What's up?
What's up?
Did we ever podcast that?
Kind of.
Podcast. I don't think I want to.
Podcast what?
That one bitch.
That one situation that involved a female.
Dude, what the hell? Why does this thing take so long to slide down this stupid pipe?
Oh. Oh.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. Guy. Yeah, that guy.
Oh, one of the pieces.
Imagine this whole time was a guy.
Probably was, honestly.
Kinda doubt it.
Yeah, I really doubt it, but. You know. Sometimes you know. You know.
Oh,
drops the whole set.
Dude, that scared the crap out of me. Hey, is it just me or is it kind of...
Okay.
Okay. Wait, what did happen in the car? And you were just like, oh, no, it wasn't the car. It was right here. It was when you were washing our hands, and Abraham said something. Just like, okay, dude.
What did Abraham say?
I don't remember.
Say, dude? Why is it me again, dude? What the heck?
Hold on, dude.
Okay, well, what did I say, dude?
I don't remember. I literally said I don't remember. What is wrong with you?
Okay. Dude, what is wrong with you? You freaking libtard. Are you, like, retarded or something?
Damn, Taylor, chill. God, why are you so mean?
Dude, it's a... I can't fix that. Literally can't fix it.
I'm laughing.
Oh. I was trying to move a piece. I'm like, I can't fix it. Oh.
I can't fix it.
I can't fix
it. I'm done.
Wait, dude. Calm down.
What the... Oh, his leg's open! Dude, I'm mad right now. Hey, this set sucks.
You just said it was good.
I gotta take it back. Gotta be honest. Okay, it's kind of cool. Boom!
Maybe not. Okay, yeah.
What do you think, Sam? We're doing okay. We're gonna do an MNR freaking.
It looks pretty good. From
what
I'm
you think?
From what I'm seeing, it looks pretty good.
You're not even looking.
I'm not looking. It looks solid. Okay. Like,
hey man, I gotta be honest with y'all.
Are these yours?
No, I got.
Wait, hang on. Right, Abraham, are these yours?
That's yours.
That is yours.
I gotta be honest with y'all. Right. Right now, I actually feel like I'm gonna pass out.
Why? Are you good? Should we not go tonight?
No. I want to go, but it's just like, I don't know why I feel like I'm going to pass out. Like, actually,
hey man, if you're driving,
oh shoot, I forgot.
You're getting. I don't want to go with anybody who feels like they're gonna fail that, because then we're dead.
Yeah,
I'd rather not die. Like, I kind of don't want to die.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I don't. I just feel like it's super lightheaded.
Idiot. Do you drink water, bro?
Have you had enough water?
I've been drinking water. I don't know if I didn't have enough food or what.
Wait, have we eaten, like, anything else besides that pizza?
Nope.
That might be the reason, dude.
Maybe we should get some food after we're done here and when we're headed over there, you know? And then if you feel the same, then...
I think it might just be nerves. Cause
probably.
Because I'm driving. And yeah. It's not like... Not that, like... I don't know, dude. I'm just nervous.
Damn. Hey,
dude. This is kind of cool.
Honestly, if this part right here had, like, a type of... And obviously, it's a pod racer. But... speeders, or whatever you call it. It was, if you were able to shoot a little thing.
Oh, yeah. You go, yeah, boom, dude.
That one could do it.
Hey.
Shut up.
I forgot to put a piece on.
What did you forget?
A piece, a little piece right here. Hey, that's the wrong.
That's
cool. It's a good thing they give you. I really like that they give you so many extra pieces. So, I have a question. Are these extra pieces? They're on the box, right? These count as.
I don't know.
That's a very good question.
Yeah, I wonder if that's how it works. Or if these are just unaccounted for.
If they count those pieces, yeah.
No.
If they do.
No. Wait, why are we fighting each other the same person, dude? Yeah, Jack got freaking better. No.
You gotta look good, though. I just say. The little graphics that they put on. CGI, or whatever you want to call it.
Hey, look, so.
Let's put it up. Well, you know, get a little quiet, but who cares, dude? So.
You're yawning.
Dog, you just.
So. Let's do a review. Okay, so let's get this box. So, set 75258. Are you good? Anakin Pod Racers!
Oh, shoot, okay.
That guy's got a big forehead! Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm losing it. I'm actually losing it. Where are we going?
What is happening?
Yeah! Oh! Okay, sorry. I gotta chill out, dude. Fuck off. Alright, dude. No! I fell.
Oh my god, okay.
Alright, so, and again, Dragon Racer, episode 7. It's pretty damn good.
You like it?
No.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
No.
Dude, can you get the beanie? No. Okay. Stop.
Okay. Yeah. You know this thing kind of sucks.
What? It's lopsided.
I think it might be the table.
Okay. Look at that.
You know, I like the pieces that it comes with.
If I ever get Palpatine, I wanted to have purple freaking lightning. I got that right there.
Hey. It's supposed to be like this.
You know what? I don't really care.
You know
what? Yeah, I don't really care. I could care less to go back and fix that. Like, I actually don't give a shh. So, you know what? Only when it
hurts. Yeah, this one's way better.
Okay, so, hey, Abraham. Do you want to switch? Stop! Dude, it doesn't even have guns.
You know what's funny? It's a pod waste.
What?
It's a pod waster.
It's a pod waster. I thought his had like a little gun.
It's a pod.
Oh my god.
Literally. I need guns, dude. Hey, but holding it like this is kind of cool. Like,
yeah.
Pod racer. This set is arguably one of the worst Lego sets I've ever bought.
Yeah.
Do not buy this set unless you want Luke.
Yeah. That's
this
about
made it.
It
worth it.
Yeah.
$30. It just keeps falling over too. Yeah. It's freaking retarded.
It's full retard, and it's on full retard for its entire existence. The build process was kind of fun.
It was fun.
But it was a little tedious.
It was a little tedious. Oh, I'm really not excited for Revenge of the Sith. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Really? I'm really excited.
That movie makes me so sad. Anyway. Okay. You know what? Dude, I don't know what's wrong with me right now. I think it's just disappointment and wasting my freaking money. That's $30 that I could spend on literally anything else. I would rather buy that freaking Community Monday set. I didn't even say his name right. This set is terrible. One of the worst things I've ever done. It makes me want to kill myself. About all I can say about it. So let's review it.
So let's review.
So it's 7.75. 7.52. I'm literally holding you straight up and you're still falling. It's 200 and something pieces.
This piece is neat. This piece needs to be bigger. Because my hand just is way too small. That or this needs to be switched unless I built it wrong.
You know what?
No.
Compare. This set sucks big penis.
Yeah, but this set's also like little below half. Or a little above half the price of that.
But why did they do this?
What, comparing it to the Mandalorian set?
Why would they make a pod... Literally nobody asks for a pod racer.
Yeah.
I just love how you guys' opinions change in the matter of seconds.
And apparently this is supposed to be like that, like...
And the freaking lightning's supposed to be different when they're... Shut up.
Flip up, dude.
So, I give the set about a, don't buy it out of 10.
Yeah.
But.
If you're a fan of the pod
stop
racer.
Stop falling. Abraham, can you hand me my Han Solo and my, Darth Vader?
Yeah. Han Solo.
Han Solo.
Darth Vader.
Thank you. Now, I think I'm just petty because I have a lot better set coming up.
No.
Literally probably going to be my favorite Star Wars set I've ever
Should
had.
Should we just start saying it, you know?
Well, no, once we start building it, we'll talk about it.
Are we going to build it right now?
It's 7:15. It'd take us until probably 10 or 11.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fully silent, so I don't even know if we should podcast that. Yeah. That's going to be literally a 5-hour, 6-hour podcast. Yeah,
I don't think we'll podcast that. So we probably should just say what it is.
So you know what? I wanted to take a break. Let's talk about something else. We can review the set if you want. Do like a formal review, but...
It kind of sucks. Peen.
Yeah,
it's like whatever.
It's for collectors.
Yeah, it's...
It's for collectors.
My thing is, if you grew up with the old one, if you're old ass, it's like, that's cool.
If you had the set with like four of them?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's cool. But overall, it's okay. I kind of like the way it looks. I would not play with this, though.
What do you do? You know, you just kinda, can't shoot. You literally can't... You just...
And the fact that it just does not stay upright, like, literally ever. I don't know if maybe being on a solid surface will fix that.
Oh, okay.
But.
So.
Like you said, I think.
It was worth it for the collecting aspect.
The house kind of shook.
Yeah, I think my dad is home. It was. Don't. And it was. Stop. Stop. Punch your shit. And of course, it was worth it for.
Oh, no.
What? Who's out there? Hello?
It's your dad or something.
Yeah, it's your dad. Take out the trash.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Miss Penny.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hello.
Are you guys okay? Do you need anything? I asked them. Do you guys need anything?
We're good.
We're good.
You sure?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Where were we?
Underneath. Oh, okay.
That.
what am I doing?
We'll review this set later. Right now, I just...
I kind of want... But, like, get all, like, the initial impressions out.
Okay build.
Okay build. Fun building it.
Pretty cool. Not much pieces.
Like I said before, and it's even more emphasis on this, if you're going to buy a $30 set, buy Abraham's set.
But that looks
sick.
That looks infinitely better. You have those rolls switched a little bit.
I do.
It's fine. I don't care. It's whatever. Who cares?
Just close this.
Where are the sabers?
Are they in the crate?
The sabers? Oh, yeah.
Where are the lightsabers?
You open up. I just put this one over here. But this little thing goes on a little swivel. You open this up, and it has the lightsabers with the little...
Okay, you know what, though? We
trainer droid.
Are the collecting.
You guys are the collecting. Mine's just for the build.
Yours is a lot better. And we're going to buy it. If I can. I'll just buy it online when I get a job.
This set sucks. If you were to tell me, would you want this set or that set, I would choose that set every time.
I can't even say it. Because, I mean, it's X-Wing Luke. It's 20th anniversary. And
since you got X-Wing Luke, honestly, I love
it. It can't stay up, dude.
This whole, like...
That's what she said.
This is better than, you know... Or it's like, it'll be... I'm trying to reason with myself. Okay?
It'll be...
I'm glad, because I'm going to have 5.
Yeah.
And all I need is 1 more, and then it's done.
That gives a hint.
And then you can just go for it. Then you can just go for and build and get the.
Can I see
build.
Here? Let's switch. Yeah, sure. I want to see.
I want. You know what I'm saying.
Honestly, that is a very clean build.
Dude, shut up.
Yeah, shut up.
So I did you watch the Eminar review of this?
I watched a little bit.
So he was saying in the back right here, it does look like something connects right here. So
oh yeah,
it does.
So
it could be a.
So we don't quite know what is going to be connected right here. What does this Tusken Raider look like? Yeah, he looks like Dog.
The Tusken. I like the original.
I need to buy this set for R2-D2.
R2 and that holographic piece.
Yeah.
LegoGames.com.
Dude, that's like... There's so much playability and... Oh, I need to buy the Mustafar set. Oh,
this opens up. Yeah, this is just cool. This is a clean build.
Okay, can you get the Kashyyyk Walker behind you? Because that's also $30. So that we can, you know, like this is clean.
It is very
for $30, clean. Like. And the only thing is that when it starts walking, it goes full retard.
But I feel like all of them have done that, though.
Yeah, pretty much.
From the very first chicken walker.
Yeah, pretty much.
That thing, like, no matter how far you've gone, the latch is just... you just keep,
it just
like...
kills itself.
It just goes backwards. I like this a lot. I do, actually.
Really?
I do like... It is a simple build. The hardest parts are the... It would seem to be the engines.
Yeah.
Obviously the stickers are the most hardest part, but it kind of looks like a, a Bionicle.
Yeah.
And that's what I kind of don't like.
All right.
Not gonna lie. It took away from the whole Lego aspect and turned it into a Bionicle. Yeah, you guys didn't think I was gonna say that, did you?
It's like, yeah.
I hate that. All right. You know okay, what, man?
This does bring a smile to my face.
It does.
This right here.
R2-D2's in there, by the way.
That brings a big smile, dude.
Like this.
That is a big smile.
I don't like that.
This makes me happy.
For him.
And there's going to be one more.
Yeah.
And there's going to yeah?
And the one I'm missing is
I know you don't like it, but I kind of like the short legs. I don't mind that.
I'm sorry.
It makes you look a little bit like a dwarf.
And then also, here's another little tip for the listeners. If they're ever going to buy for the 20 years, you definitely need to spend the over $40.
To get the secret
Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan.
And that you will.
Would be worth and you will. You will.
That
you
would be
just,
worth
just
it.
Just tell, bro. I know you're already going to fall. Sorry.
Like,
I am getting tilted.
Like, if you were to invest in... doing that, it would definitely help, bro.
Yes. Oh, I thought you were going to shoot. I forgot. I just have freaking guns, dude. Okay, so if I were to say which 20th anniversary set to get first,
Definitely not the pod racers.
The pod racers at the bottom of the list.
The barrel, yeah.
And right above that, I would say, is the Stormtrooper one. Right above that is the Lando one. Right above that, I think these two are neck and neck, honestly, and their price range is way different. The Slave one and the Kashyyyk Walker. They're both super clean. Like, this is a very clean set. And the Kashyyyk Walker, not only you also get arguably the best out of the six 20th anniversary character, Darth Vader. Yeah. Actually, he is the best out of the six. Yeah. What am I saying?
And which one is that one again? I forgot.
That he comes with the Kashyyyk Walker.
The Kashyyyk Walker.
Which was surprising.
Honestly, it was surprising. Not only does he come with the Kashyyyk Walker, you also get one of the cutest little attack droids.
Adorable.
This is sick right here, though.
A Chewbacca and a battle droid.
This right here alone is sick.
Are you good, dude?
This right here is sick.
That is sick, isn't it? There's a battle pack with them.
Dog, this is sick. The little trooper that comes with this one, with the Darth Vader set.
I really don't feel good.
Really? The Darth Vader set. Oh my gosh.
If I stand up and I fall over, I don't think we should go tonight, but
you gotta chill.
I think
you should drink a little bit more water. You know what? Maybe it's either you're like nervous or you're super excited.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah.
It could be
either both, man.
Mostly, hopefully we don't find out you're like diabetic or something.
Dude, literally, you're on his long rest. He's like, I shouldn't say
that. Sam just.
This is solid.
So yeah, if you're planning on doing the 20th anniversary, just maybe one or two sets. I would say get the Slave one if you can afford it. Mm-hmm. If you can't, get the Kashyyyk Walker and
we bought the Slave one. Everyone, we bought the Slave one. We're not going to podcast building it. I don't think.
It is the biggest Lego set I've ever bought.
Yep.
It is 1,007 pieces.
Oh, and the set number is 75243.
And it is so clean.
If anything, it would be. You guys should probably record it. Not as a podcast, but record it at just the table with the TV playing, and you guys just build it.
You know what I'm thinking about?
And post it on YouTube.
You know what I was thinking, dude?
They put it on YouTube.
I was thinking about live streaming it on Instagram.
That'd be kind of cool.
It'd be cool, but it's like
it would be
kind of
cool.
Gone forever.
I would want.
Well, we could record it though. Yeah,
I would be down to record.
You guys should do that.
Yeah, we will.
We could do like 30-minute parts, so then I can record it, upload it, and delete it.
Yeah,
because I'm gonna run out of space.
Yeah, that's a good idea,
dude. That'd be so cool.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's a great idea.
Abraham, you're a genius. You're literally the most.
Abraham is probably the most intelligent person here.
I love fucking dare, dude.
You said the F word.
Don't you dare, dude. This thing is too beautiful for you to knock over, dude. This
Walker. That is a set. Honestly, if it was between that set and that set, I'd say get this one.
Which one?
This one. The Kashyyyk Walker or the Tatooine. Because you also get him.
The Kashyyyk Walker is definitely better than the Tatooine set.
I would definitely buy this.
Too bad we couldn't find it for you.
Yeah, I really wanted to find it for you.
Because by far, this is sick. For
and
the
it shoots,
trooper,
little bottom shoots,
and it shoots. I didn't even know that. And it shoots. That would be sick for the Darth Vader, and this.
Get the little cute droid and get the Wookiee.
Oh, that comes with a lot.
Look how cute he is, dude. And he shoots. He's got a little gun. He pew.
Oh, dude.
And where's the Wookiee?
I haven't seen one.
I didn't know if the Wookiee was over there. I thought I lost it. Oh. So freaking cool Darth Maul is. I just talk like Yoda.
This is a really good
I think
battle.
It's
I like this battle.
Probably my third favorite fight.
No, this is my second favorite.
Is your second
the favorite? Count Dooku fight wasn't even a fight.
No, that sucked. I like the entire scene of Darth Vader, Palpatine, and
this
Luke.
One was sick.
Because when Darth Vader freaking kills Palpatine, it makes me cry every time.
Spoiler alert. No,
can't 50 years ago. But dude, this is so worth it. Okay,
it comes with
I have the box over there. I don't know how many pieces it comes with. It's inside of the Mandalorian box at the bottom.
Honestly, this looks like about 600?
You know what, dude? I really don't want to look for this. Liptard.
I'm going to keep the poly bag.
So this comes with a spider.
250 pieces, so it's 50 more than Tatooine.
That's yours.
It is.
Three minifigures.
Oh, wow.
Four, because you get Darth Vader. And I'm going to be honest, they're better than the Tatooine ones.
Without a doubt, 100%.
Yeah.
The Tatooine is probably the worst Lego set I've ever bought.
No, you mean the Pod Racer. You said Tatooine.
The Pod Racer is definitely the worst.
This is the worst Lego set I've ever bought.
This is what Ventress was on, right? No.
Oh yeah,
Cloners when she was coming down from that building.
Shut up, dude. I'm sorry.
No. Just obviously, it's actually. I hate your thing too. Yeah, this thing keeps falling, dude.
But yeah, this set right here, like in this,
it's solid. It is.
That is such a solid set. You can get the Stormtrooper one too.
It comes with the one that we were talking about. It comes with about.
Here, look at this. Look at this.
Dog, this is the one that. Did that one just come out? Did that one just come out?
Like shit.
This came out last year. It also came with Han Solo.
Did they used to have another one?
Like 10 years ago.
That's the one. That's the one that I got.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It is by far amazing.
It's hard and everybody had that one, dude.
I know, dude. And that one was solid.
Why are you so mean?
I'm sorry. I'm actually
Abraham is mean too, you know?
What do you say?
I don't know. He said something mean. He
said something mean, dude. You know?
You said something mean a while ago, dude.
Okay.
I do like this set. I'm not a big fan of Stormtroopers, though. Hellfire. Oh, I'm going to dispute.
Yeah, I get it.
He doesn't have a freaking hood. You know what? I want to buy that other set now to put the hood and the cape on him. Actually, hood sucks penis.
It sucks.
I have to buy the land speeder.
Yeah.
This Wookiee's really cool as well, and he's got a cool musket.
It's basically Chewbacca.
I like the turret.
Oh my god, I just broke it.
So, we should probably say, we were originally planning to get, like, an AT-AP.
That's correct. I'm so glad we didn't do
that. It was gone, and the Slave 1 is infinitely time better than the AT-AP. I wish we could have found you the Kashyyyk Walker.
That set
is so clean.
This is a really good set.
We need to buy that. But I need to buy Mustafar first, honestly.
That's a good idea.
And then, like, oof. I like it.
So, yeah, this is the worst Lego decision I've ever made, but it was worth it.
Technically, you guys wouldn't have got this completely if you didn't get the Slave 1. If I'm being 100% honest.
We would not have bought this.
Yeah, you would have bought the...
we would have bought Tatooine. I would have bought Mustafar. Mm-hmm. I would have bought Death Star.
You would have
Star
came out
Steve.
With six or three other sets.
No, probably five.
Five other sets. Then getting... Slave 1. That you can't pass up that opportunity, dude.
When
especially
can you buy a
20-year anniversary,
on top of that, 20-year anniversary, and they're going to retire soon. I think they're even retired.
They're already bolted.
Yeah.
There's just the ones on the shelves. I think maybe they'll have some in stock.
Yeah.
But after a month, they're all going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And when can you buy a freaking Slave 1? And this one, you know what? It's clean.
Yeah.
It's clean. Like, look at it. It's clean. Like, this part, I'd like the big bazooka thing, but who cares?
Yeah, this is way better.
Honestly, I think you guys would love it 1,000 times more when you guys build it.
Oh, yeah.
The,
dude,
the Han Solo...
It has a thing in the back so you can, like...
Yeah.
The Han Solo chamber, dude, it is a lot better than the original. Because the original,
you can actually hold on to it.
The original looked
just the whatever.
The original looked very. It was just a block, and the way that you had to grab it, you had to just grab it from the little.
And it
forced his finger into the
hole. Ever since I was like little, always wanted this set.
Mm-hmm.
I never wanted like that set. I mean, I want it now.
Like if you were to look at like every 9 and 10 year old at that year, it was that Death Star and the freaking.
Oh, like the Star Destroyer.
Republic Gunship. Gunship was probably one of my favorites. And I was going to get it one year.
You said you had it. You built it.
The
It's on podcast.
Which one?
The Republic Gunship. The one that looks like that.
Yeah. The... What's the
double There's
one?
Inconsistencies in your story!
The gray one.
Great Republic gunship?
Not the Republic gunship, but there's like the gray one that the dark side uses.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
It came with the Sith, right? It came with Darth Sidious.
Yeah.
And Bert Anakin?
I got Darth Sidious. I left that one at Las Vegas. I cried.
I remember.
What the?
I remember. I had that set too.
That one was
It was Darth Sidious' space shuttle.
Oh!
With Bert Anakin, Darth Sidious, and that was actually the last Lego set I ever bought.
Honestly, I don't know when I can't remember the last Lego set I bought, if I'm being honest.
Pretty sure that was the last one I bought.
Dude. This is the part when things get serious, too.
Yeah, shit.
This was worth it. Like, this was even worth it, I guess. Because of... Yeah. If we wouldn't have gotten this, though, like Abraham said... Because, let's think about it. If we wouldn't have gotten this, we wouldn't have gotten this. Yeah. We would have came home with Tatooine, Deathstar Escape. I would have came home with Mustafar. I would have came home with the Land Speeder, honestly, because I've got it. I would have just bought it.
Yeah.
I would have came home with two other sets too, probably. I probably would have got the Kid and Mundy just because it was $15.
Yeah.
And I would have got another like $20 set.
But slave one.
But then it's like, this is literally all those sets put into one.
More actually.
More. But that set is clean.
This set.
That set's like a 10, dude.
Like if you were not going for the anniversary. It is.
It's like
if you were not going for the anniversary, this would be the one to get.
Just I would have bought that, but yeah. Then Abraham was like, "You should just collect all of them," and I completely agree with you. Like this was, even though it's a terrible set, it was a good move.
Oh yeah, by 100%.
It's good for me because I do want like as many Anakins as I can get, and now I have young Anakin.
Young Anakin, you're gonna get.
I can get episode Anakin. 3 Anakin. Now I just need episode 2.
Yeah,
and then I have all the Anakins I want.
My nigga says jump, and he grabs his leg.
And you know what? Because we got the Slave One, we got Obi-Wan, which we completely forgot about, and would, you know.
Yeah.
This is another reason, too, that now that I got him, I wanted to get this.
Yeah, exactly.
Because like I have 4 now. Yeah. I have the secret one.
Yeah.
I need to get...
We have... Where's Han?
Han's right here.
Okay. So I'm missing Han and Lando.
This is my This is probably my favorite one.
Yeah, he's clean.
Why are we saying that so much?
But this,
because it's clean. And it's hard to.
Dude,
that's the thing, right
describe
there.
Describe it.
A lot of detail here, though, because it's like she has the hood. You could see her space buns.
Oh, see the Tusken.
Her hands. It's just
Tusken.
Oh wow.
The head is obviously solid, but the body.
Look at how detailed this thing is. You can see her hood, her hair, and how the sleeves drape on her hands. Qui-Gon Jinn did a oopsie here. You done messed up.
I, actually, never mind. God, dude, I can't really continue anything. Here you go. That makes me want to buy that set.
No.
But I don't have any money, and I won't have money for a while. This was literally all my money. But you know what? We got the Slave One.
And it was worth it.
Question is, do we build it? Another set, too, that we just completely overlooked.
Ah, rip, he died.
No! This one.
Qui-Gon just got headbutted, and he's gone. Rip, Qui-Gon.
Hey, dude.
It's a good set.
What?
No, I was like... Movie.
I didn't look it.
This set was, would you say it was worth $50?
The Mandalorian? Yeah.
I'd say so.
I love the head swivel.
Yeah, the head swivel is really, really, really nice. Mandalorian.
Boba's cooler. Sorry, Mando.
Yeah.
Boba looks way cooler. Dude, does Boba have printing on his leg?
My thing is, with this it's a little shaky. But.
It is, and it's not very playable.
Oh, it really isn't.
It doesn't have very many...
it's not very movable.
Ah, I see.
the legs are just... I don't even want to try moving them. It can just break.
Yeah.
But the guns are cool.
But this is dope.
And it's like... I remember my brother had like the original AT-ST.
I don't think his head moved, did it? Or you had a...
It had this action. You know what? This action was so cool.
That's supposed to be clamped.
What is?
This bit right here is supposed to be connected to this.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, I think it's... Is it falling off?
It might be, dude.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
There we go. I pushed it back in.
Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah, because it just it has more weight to it. Yeah, that's better.
Oof. Yeah, I was like, ooh, it's falling off.
He's hyping himself up to kill this dude.
Now, okay, I don't understand... They should have done, instead of this set, they should have had the Scimitar.
The what?
Which is Darth Maul's ship. And they should have had Darth Maul.
That would have been sick.
And Qui-Gon maybe fighting each other.
That would have been
on his little speeder bike. And then it should have came with, you know, one of these characters.
This is one time besides the duel on Mustafar that we see Obi-Wan, like, being really aggressive.
Yeah.
Because he's usually, because of his fighting style.
Yeah.
Well, he's pissed here, too.
Yeah.
That is true.
And that's why he freaking kind of almost lost here.
He got clouded. His mind got clouded.
Clouded.
Judgment.
Your mind is clouded.
You got about the other one, Darth.
No, my lightsaber. Dude, that's... It's a solid one. I'm scared.
I'm disappointed, to tell you the truth, man.
I mean, the thing is, we kind of knew that it would be disappointing to build this.
We knew it was bad.
Because of... Honestly,
I just didn't know how bad
you guys did a sacrifice. You guys literally did a sacrifice in order to
we get spent $30 for this character.
Yeah, Padme.
And Padme.
And I do want like little Annie. And dude, you got little goggles.
Yeah, exactly.
And the lightning, the light. Okay, you know what? We've just only done cons. Let's do pros. The lightning, Padme,
the swords. I like the swords. The Luke,
little Annie,
the goggles. That's what I said. The pieces in here in the set are really, really good. They're high quality. They're nice. They're kind of exclusive. Not exclusive, but actually, these swords are. These are exclusive.
Yeah.
And what are you talking about? I mean, all these stickers are exclusive. You can only get these stickers in this set. You know,
this set will be worth money. I would sell this.
Yeah.
Now,
this is something that
I would not sell it with these guys.
No.
This guy.
No,
and I would not sell Padme. So, nobody would buy it.
Yeah.
Unless they just wanted the set with the minifigures. But who wants a pod racer? Now, we have to decide what we do next.
Well,
tell you the truth, I want to build it later.
Sorry, that was my fault.
It's so bad.
Is that 6 minutes again?
No, it's at 3 hours and 6 minutes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, or 2 hours.
Dang, dude.
I think it's 2 hours and 6 minutes. This guy is... So funny. Idiot.
Yeet. The first time you see decapitation.
Pretty much.
To Taylor? Oh, I don't know about that.
No, because you... Whatever.
Dog, I thought you were dead.
I'm pretty disappointed. This
the thing is...
so that. Okay, you know what? I would have liked it more if you wouldn't have bought that. That just makes me feel bad.
I'll close it to that.
Yeah, that literally just makes me feel bad. And if you would have bought Mustafar, I would have felt even worse.
Yeah, that's true. Thank God he didn't buy that.
There is no winning. There is no winning.
You should have bought this. Then you could feel our pain.
Yeah, that's true.
But no, this set is only for the collectors, I guess. Yeah. For the 20th anniversary.
It's okay.
It's a set that I would break.
10-year-old, you would be like, bye.
No, I would break it now. Like, I would actually just break this. Nah. Like if it broke, I would not be like, like, oh, I gotta fix it, you know? This is the most... Shit.
Nah, I wouldn't break it intentionally. If it broke, I would do my best to recreate it, because...
Yeah. This set. I would not even try to break it intentionally. I'd throw it against the wall. I'd spin in circles with this set. Why didn't I do it with this set, not the X-Wing?
Yeah, this auction.
So
I would break it. I'm dead serious.
Well, that was a solid build, though.
True evil. Couldn't get him any large forehead. In
good.
Huh?
Just breathe, forehead.
What?
Just breathe, forehead.
Is that Padme or is that Nath Parmer or is that Kira? Oh, I guess whatever. This set sucks, it does.
Yeah.
Even Yoda knows.
Most chunks it does.
so mad. Literally want to break it. I'm so mad. I just want to break it.
This one is... I can't get over this guy. This guy's my favorite. This guy's
dope.
This guy is really good.
Feel good. I got a good set.
I mean, we got the best set.
You literally... You guys did get the best set. Once you guys build it, everything will go out the window. You'll be like this.
I'm still gonna... Because, like, the thing is, this was $30.
Yeah. This should have been 20.
This should have been 15.
This should have been 20.
Or 20. I mean, 20 for this guy.
20 for... Like, yeah.
The battle almost... about the battle almost... literally my favorite Star Wars character ever. Oh, wait. Gotta buy a pod racer.
Yeah, you should have bought
that. Dang, they actually just watched his body burn, dude.
Oh, this scene is sad.
This scene is morbid, bro.
That's what they do with the Jedi.
They watch his body break into... turn into ashes, sorry.
So that's his... Paddle?
That's now his Padawan.
He seems a little young for
because it was Qui-Gon Jinn's Padawan, right?
No, is Kenobi master here, or is he...
He's not master.
He's a knight. No, he's not most...
He's a knight. Okay.
Shut up. Abraham, can you break that? You give me Tatooine.
There.
You give me Tatooine.
I did want to... There's a video called the... I told you about it, The Chosen One. I don't know if you watched it. Mm-hmm. It makes me cry every time I watch it.
The Chosen One?
I don't want to watch it. Actually, no, I don't want to watch it. Wow, dude. Wow! Jesus, this freaking scenery, dude. That's so sad, he's dead. All the Gungans.
Everyone's happy here.
I'm not happy. dude, this pod racer is so bad. Literally the worst set I've ever bought.
Dude.
Like, I'd rather buy the Bionicles.
No.
Gonna be honest.
No.
Really?
Dude, there was that Bionicle I had? Talk about playability, dude. Nine arms and swords, dude.
Didn't Santi give you that?
No, I bought it. Oh, yeah. He's green. The pizza. I need to stop saying that.
Indiana City.
Look at that, Jedi Master.
Dude, it's the guy from Harry Potter. The imp or whatever. What is he doing in this? Dude, you're in the wrong universe.
Stop. Dude, Padme looks good right here. What was that?
I think that was the force field, bro. The force field.
It's a freaking orb.
That they use for their house. Or their underwater kingdom.
That shit don't make no sense.
What?
Because remember the shield went down underwater? Never mind. Never mind, you know. I'm just not feeling it, bro.
No, I mean, I got distracted by Padme, okay?
Rape is good.
Literally got distracted by Padme. I gotta take a meat in this
shit. Right now? Really? Go.
Do you two?
Somebody gotta go.
It was the pizza, bro.
I mean, I don't have to take, like, a meat in that shit. It's like, is that coming? Oh, dude. And it's like, I don't want to be going to anyone. I'm like, oh, shit. Gotta take a meat. Are this movie...
We think it's
movie's off.
I'm so disappointed, man. Like, I literally just cry. I wasted all my money.
We should have bought.
You should have bought. Why didn't I have $10 more? Why was this set $10 tax? I could have bought Lando, and I would have had another Luke. No, I would have only had one look because I wouldn't have bought this dog set.
I'm so sad.
Oh my god. What is your fault?
Wow, bro.
You told us to buy this. No, it wasn't.
It was just for the character.
Yeah, it was a good idea.
It was just for the character.
In the long run. We spent $30 on the minifigure.
Just drops everything inside the thing. Where did that come out from, too?
Put the pot. Oh. God, that's funny.
I feel sick. Maybe that's why your head hurt. Because you bought the worst Lego set ever.
Because your heart
I'm
hurts.
So mad. That's $30. What can I do with this? I can point it at you.
Honestly, bro, that thing is pretty stable. That's pretty good.
Don't get crazy. Break it. Give me that.
He's going back now. Oh, hey, most stable set here. Look at that.
Most stable set here. Shut up. You guys like?
You want to see that the least most stable set?
Dude, I'm boy, don't even.
Right, you can't even.
Don't even touch the table. Watch. Don't even touch the table. I bet you will fall. Told you, bro. I told you.
Hey, this guy's pretty stable.
Oh, actually, yours is. Never mind.
Hey, watch this. You know what I want to do? I want to get your 50 cal bullet and just,
just smack and get the Bible and just...
Use my fist.
Oh, I'll be back.
You're going to take a
minute. He's going to take a minute. You're going the wrong way, dude.
Hey,
dude.
So.
You want to hide it?
You just hide it?
Hey.
I'm going to be honest. I'd rather have this set than that character.
Yeah. Deadass. Do you want to build it now or do you want to build it later? I think it's too late to build it now.
I think it's too late to build it now. Hey, I'm going to be low-key. This is like one of the funnest days of my entire life.
Yeah.
Like low-key.
I say we wait until tonight, man.
Tonight? Or okay, here's the thing. We build a tent, we're going to be until 4 in the morning, and I'm going to literally just die. And we can't be that loud, because everybody's going to be asleep. And like, oh, my brother's got to get up at like 4 in the morning tomorrow. We can't be loud.
You don't want to build it now?
If we build it now...
We won't leave here until like 11.
If we build it now, we would get away...
It's already 8.
It what?
It's 8.
Is that a perfect reaction, right? Oh my god, that was the best I saw. Oh my god. Dude, that wheeze.
Oh my god! I spit all over my head. Oh my god, my head.
That is on podcast. That's why we need to be recording it. And here's the thing. If we build it later tonight, if we record it, we can't be as loud. We can't be like as crazy, you know.
But we don't have time sleeping. To build it right now. We literally don't have time. Unless
you want to build it tomorrow. How long can you stay tomorrow?
All day.
Do you want to build it tomorrow?
I don't know if we're going to be able to, I don't know if we can contain ourselves. We're not going to be able to sleep, so we're going to be dead tired when we wake up.
Hey, do you remember the time?
But then we can record it, and then we can be as loud as we want.
Exactly.
I say we might have to wait till tomorrow.
Do you want to go to the cemetery right now?
Right now?
It's 8 o'clock.
It's 8 o'clock. That's a bad
idea.
We want to
go at 10. What do we do for 2 hours? Oh, the pet.
We won't be distracted.
Should we keep podcasting?
No. I don't want to podcast anymore, honestly. We've been podcasting for almost 3 hours. You know what's going to be funny?
I really want to build it.
I really want to build it too, but I'm telling you, I think we will get more enjoyment out of it building it either tomorrow or tonight.
I'm going to be beat after the cemetery. Because that's a lot of walking.
So I think...
And adrenaline is going to be going, so when we're done... Oh, my God. I can't believe I have to drive. I think that's why I'm freaking out. I don't know why I'm freaked out about driving up there.
I hope you'll be fine.
I think so. I think I'll be fine.
I want to build it right, like, today, though. If it was 7, I'd say let's go for it.
Yeah. Me too.
Why is it 8? What? Did we really rant for a whole hour? Because I looked at it and it was 7. Do you want to go see Star Wars tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll build that.
Go see Star Wars.
Go see Star Wars. And then if you want, you can either go home or we can review it. On, like, a YouTube video.
Let's review it.
Not a podcast.
I just hate building Legos in the morning.
Well, we can go see the movie and then build it.
You want to? That's a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, well, because see the movie and then build it, we're just going to be like, we can't concentrate on what we want to talk about because we're building a Lego. Yeah, yeah. We got to build it first.
Yeah, we have to. I don't mind.
We gotta go to the cemetery, right?
Huh?
We gotta go to the cemetery.
I feel bad for Abraham.
We gotta go. We told him we were gonna go a long time ago.
Yeah.
We gotta go.
We've already chickened out. Or not chickened out, but we already, you know, kind of left the button hanging. That was fast for me and that shit.
I think we've decided. We're gonna build that tomorrow.
Yeah, we have to build it tomorrow. Because it's right. Already 8, dude. Probably and it's 8. Gonna take us 4 hours to build that thing. And we leave at 12, it's bad.
Do you
idea.
Think we could build it in 2 hours?
I don't want to speed build it.
That's true.
Yeah, you don't want to, like, do what we did today.
This took... Pace. How long did this take?
Only an hour to build it.
Only an hour? Right, to build this? This is 1/4. So it would take 4 hours.
We would re-rant it for, like...
We ranted about it for a long time.
So I think what we're going to do is we're going to watch episode 2.
Yeah. No distractions. We're good. Well, let's move this over here.
Well, we can, you know, like...
Oh, that's true. I didn't need to pee, but go ahead and if you need shit.
No, you can go.
I don't want
to
move.
I don't need to take minutes.
Dude, what, do you swallow it?
Yeah, I don't need to take minutes anymore. I guess I just got so mad. And I laughed so hard, I don't got to take a minutes. I just feel, like, betrayed.
Yeah.
By Lego.
I'd say we might want to eat something before we go.
I'm good. I don't know what there is to eat here. That's the thing. I haven't even gone to the store for, like, a week. I mean, there's cheeses down there.
I'm nervous, dude. What is wrong with me?
Maybe we shouldn't go.
No, we need to go.
Because then our exams is going to be like, hey, I'm so nervous. No, we're
no dead. I don't think I want to pass out. I think, if anything, I'm just going to flip my trap and just die. Have a heart attack.
Bring your permit.
I will.
He dies.
Yeah. Literally, what am I so nervous for?
Maybe something bad's gonna. Maybe we're gonna see something. Oh my god! I hope we see something.
My thing is cultists. I don't care about ghosts.
Well, ghosts aren't real, but it'd be fun to taunt them, dude. If we see cultists, if we see like floating candles, I'm gonna shit myself. And I'd be like, oh my god, that's so cool. Because like that's a story.
If we live,
they're chilling, dude. You shine your light on, they go.
Dude, they don't have a bright light though. Oh yeah, you do. Yeah,
I have a lantern, and
we could bring our pod racer. Like, hey, dude.
Yeah, this will kill him because it's so bad.
They're like, oh, you bought that garbage? And dives.
I really want to build that, though.
We can't.
Like, right now.
We can't.
And then we could record it, put it on YouTube with Abraham.
The thing is, we would probably either go through it all or you would end up stopping in the middle.
And I'm not doing
that's where it's going to get a little...
Well, because crazy, if we build it, it's going to take until 12 o'clock.
We're going to have to speed build it, unless we speed build it, and then we can go at 11.
At 11?
Earliest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we can get it under 2.5 hours. I don't think we can get it.
That's going to be hard. Like, that's when you're going to need more than one hand.
We started that movie... Oh, well, no, we ranted for like 40 minutes.
During the movie.
Did we rant during the movie?
We did.
So that means that this thing took us about an hour and a half to build.
Just that.
This thing took us an hour and a half. Like you said, 1,000 pieces. What, 200? Almost 300 pieces?
Barely.
There's no
if
way.
If anything, it might, it might even be five hours. If I'm being serious.
Yeah, I mean, I messed everything up too.
We would have to do it tomorrow.
That's, you know how dumb it sounds for building Legos? It
would have to be like perfect. Hey, do you want to go see Star Wars right now?
Right now?
Is there a showing? Can you check?
What's the latest show? It was 9, right?
The latest showing...
Yeah, was there an 8 o'clock?
Let me see.
Or no, maybe not at 8 o'clock. Maybe a 8:30.
No, just a 6:30, which started already a while ago, and then a 9:30.
Is there any like other AMCs? Because there's one in where's another AMC? Actually, I don't think there's another one. I mean, we could do Standard Edwards. It's probably like $12.
I don't have enough money.
It'd be the same as AMC.
Let's see. Yeah,
I think it's like $12.
Nope, can't do that either.
You don't have enough money for either.
It's 8 p.m. and 10.
Well, no, I have enough money for the.
Oh, because you have a gift card.
Yeah,
it'd be 8 p.m. and 10.
And the latest one is 9?
For the, which one?
For the Star Wars?
For Edwards, the latest, the earliest one is 8. The latest one is 10.
And the AMC is 9.
And the AMC is 9:30.
So it'd be over it'd be over at 12.
And 9.
Oh, okay, so it'd be over at 11:20. Mm-hmm. And then we'd go to Redlands, and then we'd...
Now, that's like an hour drive, maybe?
Not from AMC.
But from the AMC, probably 30 minutes. Is that in the direction of Redlands?
Kind of, yeah.
It's like probably 30 minutes.
It's that way.
About 30 minutes. So we'd get there at around 12, which is actually better. Gonna put that out there, because then the lights are up. All the street lights. And then we'd be back around...
The thing is, I don't want you to waste your money if you don't like it. Since we'd be already...
No, I don't have any money. I'd ask my mom for money. Because she said she'd pay for it.
I wouldn't want to waste your mom's money for it.
I hate the movie, but I'd love to rant it with you guys because I want to know if you guys love it, I'm just going to crap all over it.
Yeah.
And then you guys are going to hate it. I know you're going to hate it. I think I know you will too. But then we could crap all over it. I'd like to podcast that. I'd like to record it on YouTube. And the thing is that this is the sucky part, is that if we do try and record it, we'd have to do it in the car. Like in a parking lot. Mm-hmm. Because we can't do it here because everybody's going to be asleep. Mm-hmm. And my brother's got to get up at 4 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. That wouldn't work. Because even if we did, it would be in the car and that would...
I mean, car reviews aren't that bad.
They're not bad, no. But how are we going to review it? Because are we going to go to Redlands and then come home and review it?
No, probably before. We just sit in the parking lot or something.
Before? Yeah. Dude, we're going to sit there for an hour and then we're going to go to Redlands.
That's probably too...
I don't want to do that. Because then it would be
that's like true, because 12:30. We'd review for an hour.
Then we'll get there at 1?
No, we need to get there the latest 12. So right after the movie, we'd have to go directly to...
Yeah, latest would be 12.
Directly to...
I mean, the only thing that...
Because I want to stay there for about an hour, if we can.
Yeah, I don't... Like, obviously, we want to stay there for a good amount. This is Redlands. We probably won't come back.
I don't plan on coming back, honestly.
I want to stay... So we want to stay... The thing is that if we go at 10, we can stay for, like, 3 hours.
We can go at 10. I mean, that's...
Bring a water and just...
If we don't go to the movies.
Well, right now, there's no way we'll be able to do it. If we're trying to get there by 10.
No, yeah.
And if we get there at 10, and if people were to go, we'd probably catch them coming in, mm-hmm. which would be kind of weird.
What do you mean?
If people were to go, like, you know, later in the night? Because if we go at 10, we're going to stay for, like, a long time. Like, I want to stay for 2 hours, at least. Because then we'll be home by 1, you know? It'd be the same if we were to go at 12. Because if we went at 12, we'd stay for an hour. I wouldn't want to stay there past, you know...
If we went there at 12, we stayed for an hour, we'll be coming home at 1:30. Yeah. If not 1:40, almost 2.
But if we went at 10,
we would get here at 2. Oh, dude.
We would get
here. We have to come inside.
That's fine. We just got to be quiet.
Okay, because we need to drop you off.
It'd be better if we went at 10.
Because we'll get back at a better time.
Dropped him off around 1:30. Come home at 12:45.
Yeah, we'll just do that then. That sounds like a solid plan for the cemetery.
Yeah, because I want to stay for 2 hours.
So we just
go maybe. On. I mean, maybe we could might just go in, stay for 45 minutes, and then be like,
honestly, we might go and then just be like, "This really sucks."
I don't. I'll tell you the truth.
Honestly, I don't think it's going to be like that.
I do not want to stay there for 2 hours.
You don't want to stay for 2 hours?
Not 2 hours.
Maybe an hour and a half.
Because it's just, dude, there's nothing to do there. It's just like, we just walk around, look in dark places, ooh, scary, and then we walk out.
Well, we were there for an hour last time, and there were a lot of bits that we missed. Because I wanted to go into the trees. I wanted to go in the trees.
The trees.
So I'd say maybe an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It just depends, because it's a big place. I mean, there were a lot of places we missed.
Yeah.
And I'd like to walk most of it. And I'd like to talk to some of the ghosts.
Talk to some of the ghosts.
I'd like to just, like, sit down next to a couple gravestones and just, like, listen. But what's going on here? See if we hear anybody.
So we go at 10, then?
I'd say we go at 10, stay until, like, 11:30. 11:30. Okay. Yeah. Whatever. And then just dip.
As of right now, we could probably, I don't know, do Hunt or something.
We could watch Attack of the Clones, the best Star Wars movie.
Again?
Because it's...
Scott Padme.
And I need to reduce my anger with this stupid set.
Yeah. We'll do that.
Or we could record a video.
Of what?
I don't know. We could review something. We could discuss something. I mean, recording a video would be kind of cool.
I think so, too.
I never thought about that. Especially with the three of us. We never could do this again. Mm-hmm. And we can be loud for, like, maybe 2 hours.
Yeah.
Which is exactly when we want to leave.
Is your mom going to let us leave?
Yeah. She will, I think. I'll just we'll be back around, what, 12:31?
Yeah. Because your mom will probably stay up. Knowing your mom.
No, she'll go to bed.
She'll go to bed?
Yeah, she won't care.
Okay.
So, yeah, we could record something right now.
Down. Let me go ahead and take that shit down.
Oh, yeah, we got to stop the podcast.
That's fine.
This has been probably the worst podcast ever. But it was good to start. Like, the beginning of the podcast was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just went full retard and quiet. And then it was just disappointment. Oh, my gosh. Listening to this again, like, the emotions...
Mm-hmm.
It started really good, and then it just got terrible.
It started good, and then it went really good, and then...
it went absolutely brain dead for a minute.
And then towards the end...
Why did we start laughing? Oh, that's right.
Because it seems like it was 8 o'clock, and
like, literally, it just went... Like, just so, like, bewildered.
All right, so let's stop this. This was fun.
Outcast podcast
out.
What up, dude?
Later, dude.
I'll see you soon.